Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, though, I'ma tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
I got to recover through my email. Hey, Black Power, and welcome to yet another episode of Black Power Radio in the beautiful city of the ATL in Atlanta, Georgia. Just think about that. We're on Forster Street where, you know what I'm saying, you dare not cross the line or your phone just might not work this time. I'm Shake Ellie, ma'am. I'm putting you in more of what you actually listen to Black Power Radio for, and we're the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, man. It's a potentially fair city, you understand. The guy just trying to clean up the city and do what we can. But this is Black Panther Radio, and you already know. We got more show to go. So all of you coming in by your smartphone, everybody gather, get your smartphone ready. And then they got a few on that second row. You know, they're coming in on that dumb phone, and we go, let them work that dumb phone tonight. There's a couple, yep, a couple of dumb phones in the audience. It's all right. You could buckle your seatbelts and sit right there. Huh? Don't you dare go nowhere, because we're going to give you more of what you listen to your radio for, don't you know, don't you know. We're coming right here live in the ATL. And now we got some Android phones there in the third line. We always got them on the third row. There you go. One, two, three. Those are the Android people. And then right next to them and seated, you have three paranoid. The paranoid and the android came on in the night. Of course, you could have went to my nephew's bar mitzvah tonight, but You came on there, Black Power Radio. We got a couple of people going to Augusta. They're going to Augusta, Georgia, and they're going to get with Tiger, and they're going to get them in them green jackets. So they went to the golf tournament. You could have went to the golf tournament with Tiger tonight, but all you joined us here on Black Power Radio. Don't you know? Don't you know? Giving you more of what you're listening to radio for. This is Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. I'm going to be your host tonight. We're going to rock it for some legislation to see what does it take, man, to write your own goddamn legislation, to put your own policy in place, but once you get your own domestic and foreign policy, why you got to depend on whiter than them, always writing you a foreign policy? And then when you go over there and negotiate and settle everything, then they move you out the picture. Like the Dick Colin Powell, right? They had him on the front line, best soldier in the West Point, right? He aced the test, aced all the way through. Made him a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Had Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, goddamn National Guard, and the fucking Coast Guard. He had to sign before that Coast Guard moved. Colin Powell had to put the signature on that. The Pentagon couldn't move. Colin Powell had to put that signature. But all of a sudden, they vilify Colin. Say, you lied to us, Colin, about them weapons of mass destruction. You say, wasn't no weapons of mass destruction. So what does it take to write up your own military, organize and structure your own goddamn military? Because this military ain't been here too long. If you remember, the bloody Brits came across the water, and we didn't have no sharpshooters. He said, what y'all gonna do? We ain't got no sharpshooters. But after a while, them bloody Brits kept coming and put that taxation on tea. They got pissed, dumped in the Boston Tea Party, put it in the Boston Channel, and forget about that shit, right? But then when he said taxation on spices, if you're doing cinnamon, salt, and sugar, and cream cheese, and rice, and beans, taxation on your ass. They got upset about that shit. But when he said taxation on that African black plantation slave, oh, my. He grabbed them muskets with no sharpshooters, and he shot them fucking bloody Brits. What Elton John said? Right between the eyes. He said he want Philadelphia freedom. Oh, my. He shot the bloody Brits what? Right between the eyes. So he blooded up so many bloody Brits. And the general started saying, well, hey, we like the bloody Brit. He like him some bloody Brit up here in the 13 colonies. But anyhow, he organized an army. But he said, how you going to fight the bloody Brits with no navy? Woo! But he got the stratagems of war. They underestimated the stratagems of war that was gained by the 13 colonists, huh? Going up on the bloody Brits. They had France was laughing at the 13 colonists. They had Morocco was laughing at the 13 colonists. Belgium, the worst in torturing a black man ever. The Portuguese and the Belgians were laughing at the 13 colonists going to bail out and fight them. Man, don't you know they shot them bloody Brits between the eyes enough? Not only did they bow down, what they said, to an inferior force, huh? But they bowed down and surrendered, what they say. Cornwallis bowed down to a lesser general called Washington, or General George Washington, caused George Cornwallis to bow down to his army because they underestimated the stratagems of war that the 13 colonies got from the African black plantation slaves. Christmas Island and the warriors and navigators, explorers, and all that shit. I can never done nothing back that before. A place called the New World. All of a sudden, they raised an army better than the Brits' army. They raised a navy better than the Brits' navy. Oh, my. Please don't tell them. They raised up an air force superior to the bloody Brits. Oh, my. Oh, this shit getting exciting and juicy now. So what does it take, brother and sister, to raise you some legislation and put you some policy in place and to check your opposition in the midst of their iniquities? What does it take to, what Junior Walker said, to win your love for me, huh? Junior Walker said, what does it, oh, my. He said, blow your horn, boy, to win your love for me. What does it take for you to win love for self and kind and cause you to legislate and negotiate and come out on the top side of the equation? But anybody wanting to talk tonight, oh, I want you to call me on 202-550-8521. Call me Black at 202-550-8521. We're in the ATL. We're rocking the wall-to-wall soul up in here tonight. We done played y'all some of that Washington, some some of that rap tune. Say Asada, huh? He said coast to coast, coast to coast. Huh? He said snip the stern, nip and nip, put it on your upper lip. For it's written and prophesied about the burning on this devil plus his world of lies. But all you Negroes at BET, watch you. You're still eating burgers and fries. But I stayed on an eye for an eye, popped up and said, surprise, cracker. I asked her, why in the fuck did you lie, cracker? I always told you goodbye, cracker. And you always ask the question, why, cracker? Because it's time for your cracker ass to die, cracker. Because I'm not your nigga, see? I got no red, white, and blue. You ain't going to never see no knapsack, no a bandana wrapped on my nappy head. Huh? I'm screaming black. I'm singing, fuck the feds. See, I was your nigga back on September 10th. So what the fuck I look like? I mean, a nigga like me, I mean, just fighting for a U.S. government. I told them black power. See, I became a wise man. But you watch me blow up on C-SPAN. Well, I was screaming black on Uncle Sam. I told him I ain't give a damn, not about no cracker named Uncle Sam, because he ain't my motherfucking main man. I know you understand. Now you know what I'm saying. So you know motherfucking well I ain't playing. So let's rock it tonight, coast to coast. We out on that west side, of that good old southwest side of ATL tonight. And we're letting everybody get to know you getting more with you listening to Radio 4. Anybody on that paranoid phone get a free call tonight? Come on, talk to us tonight. You can dial in and listen at 515, at 605, at 9889. If you want to talk to us tonight on Black Power Radio, call us at 202 at 550. And don't everybody bum rush them lines at the same time now. Everybody get in line, you know, get you a number. Huh? Sit back, buckle your seatbelts, and enjoy the ride. You on Black Power Radio tonight. My, my, my. Oh, we got you blessed tonight. So we're going to rock it. Don't take rocket science for you to tune in tonight. All you got to do is stay official, and you can rock it. Again, anyone calling in tonight, dial us up right here on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you actually listen to your Black Power Radio for. Yeah, keep it dial. Keep your dial set right there. Don't you dare go nowhere. You're right here at Black Power Radio, rocking it coast to coast. Huh? Well, you listen to the Black Power Radio the most, and we're right here at Black Power Radio. We're firing it up tonight. We got all kind of people. The Android folks that cuddle around the radio, the smartphones, the dumb phones, the paranoid phones are right here tonight. And we're gathered right there by the fireplace, keeping you warm, keeping you in the know on Black Power Radio. All right, we're glad you came in the house tonight, in the house. So we're rocking. We're trying to keep this thing moving and keep it grooving, moving. What type of legislation do you think we need in order to negotiate? Effectively with the opposition. What type of negotiators do we need to bring forward and get them on the front line at this hour for Black Power? We say we want you to hold all of your votes this time. In other words, they're telling you, don't you dare to go to the if we don't get full and complete reparations in 23, they said do not expect one single black vote in 2024. It's the first thing that you have been called to do as an ultimatum since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., since the Honorable Nat Turner insurrection. You haven't been called to do damn near hardly anything effective for us as a community, because all of them came in there. Joe Biden just came in there and signed off for the Latinos, signed off for the Asians, and left you out of the equation. Ain't that something to tell the captain? Ain't nothing but a sad story to tell a captain over here. So he has not put anything. Nobody has put the pen. They have not put one drop of their, blood of the martyr and the ink from the scholar's pen. They haven't issued one drop of ink from the scholar's pen for the black man, the black woman, or any of our black children at this hour. So don't go research it. Let's go up here and hold that vote. See if you can get a unanimous decision, right, to give unconditional love to yourself socially and politically. See if you can go ahead and organize you a political team, organize you a political party to challenge the opposition. And then you can check them in the midst of that weird form of iniquity that they always seem to be on the side of the lopsided equation. And you always end up on the point of a triangle on the lopsided equation. So to balance the scales, they sent the Black Panther Party, of course, to bring you the right, sensible, social, and political education to balance the scales in your favor now. Because the opposition has had the scales in their favor of what we say for far too long. And now we've come here to balance the scales tonight right here on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. So we want you to call us on up right here at Black Power Radio at 202-550-8521. Again, write it down for the numerically pure at heart. I want you to write down 202-550-8521. Again, the phone number to call and talk to us tonight is 202-550-8521. Try to go real slow for those that may have just got their pen out of the purse. I see a lady just got her pen out of the purse, and she's going to write that number down for us. It's 202-550-8521. And you, too, will be able to talk black to us live right here on Black Power Radio. You know, now we got our big brother Alex is in the house, and he had a couple of things I think he wanted to say earlier, and I think he just got there. He's gotten spiffed up. He's got his shoes shine. He got his nice tie on, looking brilliant up in here, and he had a few political opinions of his own of how this thing should go and how we should put it on the radio and how he said we should organize our own a separate order of politics. So he's going to share a few syllables of that. Welcome to the radio, Brother Alex, and he's coming right out of that Cleveland. He's from Shaker Heights, so he can tell you about it.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Happy to talk to you.
Sounding, looking still like Eddie LaVert up in here, but go ahead. You can talk black to us.
Well, I'm brief with mine. Pretty much my whole selection of things is that we should influence every inner city. Nearly every inner city in this country is black populated. We have too many white judges in our inner city. There's no reason why every judge in Chicago, New York, Cleveland, Atlanta, L.A., Houston, I don't care if it's Charlotte, when blacks are the dominant numbers, there should be black judges. I would tell all you people, vote for black judges. Vote for black judges in your city. That's why you're getting locked up, because no white judge is locking you up. That's simple. You got a whole ghetto, and that white man come down from his suburb and rule over you. He come down from his suburb and tell you what to do, tell you how you should be living when he way out in his suburb. Well, how you stop that? You vote him out. Vote out every white judge you can find. Every single white judge in the inner city should be voted out and replaced with a black one. Then we'll have less problems. We will have less problems. We'll have less men going to jail for dumb things and petty things and whatnot. It'll be better for the whole community if we vote out white judges. Then we go out to legislate. What's the legislator? Because the legislator makes the law. It's the legislator making the law to lock you up. The legislators are all white. The judges are majority white. And you wonder why you're getting locked up. I'm going to get back to our brother now, our main brother.
Right. So we've got a political system here that they said that if they hold the vote in 2023, because if they don't give us the reparations, they said we should not vote in 2024. And you can drop your opinion on it, and we're just talking on the radio. If you want to say, give us your name, sister.
My name is Teron.
Sister Teron?
Yes.
Tell us what you think about the social political situation right now. That, you know, we're up for reparations. They say they got a group in California that's actually painting a picture of what reparations are supposed to look like the beginning, the middle, and the end of reparations. But they say if you don't give it to us, we've been giving their votes. They got hold by some people call him Joe Biden. They got the president in. So they say same hands that was picking the cotton last year are picking presidents in this year of politics. So what do you say for 24? Should we again continue to give them our votes, continue to set that whole line for reparations, or you might have a different opinion on all of that?
Yeah, my opinion is I'm kind of pro with all that, voting and everything. It's like who's the best one for the job, you know? What are they having available for the American, you know, in regards to growth? That's what I look for. What's their mainstay? What's their thoughts in regards to what's going on, you know, in America? That's what I kind of pick judgment on is, pick votes on is who would do who what, and you know. So, you know, I don't really get off into politics because we probably can be on here all day. But you know, it's more to where, you know, the best man and woman for the job.
All right. Thank you, Sister Beloved, for giving that opinion and, you know, just sharing with us our vast listening and our vast participating audience. You know, we've been out on the radio for about 20 years, the Black Power Radio, and we are the Black Panther Party. And we're in all these cities just trying to get us politically astute, socially astute. And then we bring our military to black to support that, to protect our interests. Because, you know, the Chinese run the Chinese buses through here. They run the Chinese groceries. They got damn near everything Chinese. But then now they got the Chinese police to come and check everything out, make sure it's safe. So then we might be strange on the totem pole right now, or we bring our military to protect our vested interests. I think, you think it's important to have a military or a peacekeeping force to protect you as well?
Again, I don't get off into politics or anything, you know, like that. I just don't.
Okay, but certainly we're glad that you shared with us tonight, and hope that God continue to bless you. Black power, black power, black power to the people. So anybody want to talk on the radio can get an opportunity. We're talking politics now. Can we write our own legislation? Do you have opinion? Anybody? She's the dream. She's the politician. She knows all about it. I see she ducked that head. She's ducking that mic too. I can tell. But it's all good. It's all good. Do you have opinion? Opinion on political circumstances? Did you want to voice your opinion on radio? Okay, Black Power, Black Power. We hear Black Power Radio just rolling through. Anybody have an opinion on current politics? Okay, no opinion. You have an opinion? Anybody got an opinion? All right. Rockin'. Yeah. You got an opinion you want to share on that, Big Brother? Say, Big Brother, you got an opinion you want to share? This is Black Power Radio. This is Black Panther Radio. And we're just talking a little bit about our circumstance right now on legislation, holding the line for reparations. Unanimously abstaining and holding the vote for 24. We don't get the reparations. A lot of things going on. You interested in commenting on that? You can drop your opinion, people. How you doing? My name is Brother Osmar. I'm out of Washington, D.C., and we go in all the cities. We talk to our people, and right now you're live on Black Power Radio, and you can just give your opinion on what you think of the current social political circumstance. Should we participate in the election in 2024? What do you think, sir?
No,
we shouldn't have. Give us a valid reason why we shouldn't participate in this election 2024.
I don't want to participate.
No, don't participate.
At all.
Just abstain from the vote. Get our own thing.
I'm not interested in politics.
You don't do any of the politics. That's a great thing. So what do you suggest that we do collectively in collective solidarity? Who would you recommend for our current social and political circumstances?
I have no idea.
But you reserve yours for the, you know, I guess for your collective group. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Haiti.
From Haiti. Now, our producer is from Haiti.
Yeah.
And she's in the Haitian Revolution. You heard of Dr. Critical Race Troop Bay from Los Angeles. She's our National Minister of Justice. And she's Haitian. I mean, she's cold-blooded for the Haitian Revolution. You understand? She believes in all that. You think that's a good thing?
I think so, yeah.
You believe so? So the Haitians have booted at least three bands of Bloody Brits of Euro nations out. They booted out the Bloody Brits, the Frenchmen, the Spaniards, and America. That's four different nations under duress have come up into Haiti, and you booted them out. But times were too far. Overture, and who else came? Y'all booted somebody else out with your own arm. The Frenchman, didn't you make them bow down and surrender and get the hell out of Haiti? Y'all held a line in Haiti. What's my brother's name? Let me see. Give me any of those Haitian revolutionaries that you know.
Like Aristide?
Aristide. That's the modern one. The modern guy. Aristide is the... He's been nominated in and out two or three times,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Aristide, a bad man, though. Yeah. What do you think of the current? Who's the current leader?
The current leader now? I don't
think Haiti.
In fact,
I remember that Aristide.
Moses?
Mm-hmm. Current leader. We're going to have some people going to call in tonight and tell us a little bit about Haiti. I may come back to you, my brother.
Okay.
But thanks for sharing your opinion. And give me your last words. some advice to us.
I don't.
What do you reckon?
I don't say anything, man.
Okay. So he was laid back on the project, but he believed in some Haitian revolution, right?
Yeah.
And getting your own stuff. You don't believe no sweatshops should be in Haiti. You don't believe nobody should ride around on horseback and crack the whip on no Haitian around here, right? You should be let in just as much as what you say. You got the Ukraine coming in here wide open, right? What do you think about the Ukrainians coming in and they're telling you you got to go back?
That's why I don't want to say anything about politics.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good at all.
It's not fair. It's not justice. So we got a system with the Black Panther Party that's coming in talking about landing some justice down through here. And we bring it justice, freedom, justice, and equality. Thank you, my brother, for sharing with me. Thank you, brother. That's right. Anybody want to share? Anybody want to share on Black Power Radio? You can get a share. You can get a piece, a slice of the pie. You want to share with us on Black Power Radio? We're on Black Power Radio. We're live. We're live. We're coming live. Anybody wishing to speak on the radio tonight can call us up at 202-550-8521. Again, our telephone number is 202-550-8521. Anybody? Okay. The house. We got Double R in the house. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Brother Double R. We're happy to have you coming straight out of Los Angeles, California tonight, and you're live on Black Power Radio. You can talk black while I work on some other technical difficulties. You with me? Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Honorable, honorable. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the show. You know how we do this on Sunday. You can hear me, right? Okay, well, I guess you can. I want to just tap into what the sister earlier said. And sister, I'm not trying to knock or nothing because I was that way about in November until I hit the first meeting. The first meeting that was the Reparations Task Force meeting here in California. But once you see all the deceptiveness in the politics, you must get into it. It's a task force. You know, unity is our thing right now. That's why I created the 1619 Reparations Party PAC, you know what I'm saying? So we the ones who are going against the Democrats and the Republicans. This is an all-black party. And what I learned about is that for 160 years, a vote ain't meant nothing, really. It ain't meant nothing for us because we never got reparations. So that means we just keep hitting our head on the wall, keep saying, oh, we like this person, they talk good, or this person, he black, whatever. And like y'all was saying earlier about these judges, some of these black judges just as bad as these white judges, you know, because they Democrat and Republican. So what we have to do is we have to form our own party, which is the 1619 Reparations Party. And this party here, our motto is no reparations, no vote. We vote propositions only, and you keep playing with it, we won't even vote on that. But I think our propositions, these numbers still got to hit them, right, you know what I'm saying, between the eyes with these propositions. But what I'm doing is I'm telling everybody, put your name on that ballot. Vote for yourself if you believe in reparations as a black person. And I think everybody else, I think it'll echo in 2024 because to me it looked like 2023, they're just pulling our leg right now. It's like they twinkling money in front of us when it's not about the money. It's not. That's not the only thing we want. We want land, too. And as I went to these meetings, ain't nobody talked about land, the 40 acres. If we look back to Homestead Act in the 1863 to 65, they gave the Europeans 160 acres for free if they produced anything on there for 5 years. And then they built a college for agriculture for them to learn how to produce a grape or some wheat or whatever it was. Then after that, 5 years, they gave them another 160 acres of land for as low as 4 cents an acre for as much as $1.79. We never got a half of an acre from them for free. So that's just letting you know that they're trying to get us suckered in onto fighting over this 1 million here, 5 million here up in Frisco, or Sacramento came up with some money. We got to understand this. We did good ourselves when we had our own Black Wall Streets, and they shut them all down. We had close to 100 of them. We just need our land so we can go with the Article 5, see, and also the 1619 Reparations Party as an Article 5 convention that we're going by, and that's for our old our self-determination. That's for our own, just like the Native Americans, our own sovereign society. So if black folk can wake up and stop talking about, oh, Democrat, my people was Democrat this, my people Republican, whatever this, we need to just leave these parties alone because they're not doing nothing for us. Every time, Obama never talked about reparations. When he was on an interview with Julia McVoe, she just came out, I think, this year, in the last year, and said that the first time she said the word reparations, her third question, Obama got up and walked away. I got a brother that was with the Republican Party for years. They tried to give him the IE county, around that county. He said he went down there. It was a $200,000 job. He rode in a minivan. He said the first thing they said to him when he sat down was that you can't talk about reparations. He got up and walked out. The brother didn't sell out. It's not too many brothers like that. So when you see them black faces in there, even the Democrat and Republican Party, they are basically told not to talk about reparations. So therefore, that just lets you know that the Democrats and Republicans don't give a damn about us. So we got to wake up and stop saying, oh, we'll let the best person win. And No. We ain't voting for you no more. Why should we? We shouldn't. Because we just keep chasing our tail like a dog. We're going in circles and circles, ain't getting nowhere. So I tell everybody, put your name on that ballot and put 1619 Party and vote for yourself and watch how we wake them up. I yield black.
Okay, we got our brother here that's going to share with you. We're here live on Black Power Radio. We're coming coast to coast. We just pulled out of Los Angeles, and we're pulling up back in the ATL, and we're just dropping it like it's hot. This is Sheikh Ali Mam, Osborne National Chairman of Black Panther Party, and we're just here just getting a few syllables on our current social circumstances. They're preparing the reparations in Oakland, L.A., and San Diego, San Francisco, and they're giving, they're painting a picture of what reparations should actually look like because they never gave us what the beginning, the middle, and the end of what reparations actually is. And so now we've got a committee on it. We're painting the picture. But we're saying we're inviting all of our brothers and sisters to abstain. If they don't complete reparations in 2023, well, there won't be no black votes in 2024. And yeah. We're holding the goddamn line. My man, so drop it like a time.
How y'all doing out there? And Cali, all right. I'm original from Cali. I grew up with the Black Panthers there on 96 and East 14th, and I just want to let you know that the great things that they were able to do, we want to continue this because without the power structure of our own culture, we will be weaker than Sweetwater, and it's time for us to rise up again.
That's right. Rise up like a mighty stream with Dr. King advises.
Black
said,
power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Strong. Black power. And a strong black military to block that goddamn call at this hour. This is the thing. They weren't blocking the call. They weren't putting our peacekeeping forces and protecting our property, our interests, our business, our school, our education, our children, our women. We're not protected by our own peacekeeping force. With our own security forces, which was the demise of Malcolm X, the demise of Dr. King, because we didn't have our peacekeeping forces on the scene, right? Oh, but we got them on the set today. We got them on the set today.
And we have been a part of the Black Panther era back in the 60s. Angela Davis, Huey P. Newton, Elvis Cleaver, Bobby, just to name them. Listen, it was a stand-tall war army. We may not have had all of the military force, but we had enough force to back them up.
Black our call. When we make that call, then you black it with a military operation. There's no nation on earth that you respect today that does not have their own security forces, military, or peacekeeping force for the opposition to reckon with. And so this is what we're saying, that it's an advantage to have your own military. And there's serious advantage, especially when you talk in today's environment, to having your own military peacekeeping force and then you don't have to raise. When you need a peacekeeping force, you don't have to raise a peacekeeping force. You already got your peacekeeping force. Huh? Is that right, brother? That's right.
Let's do it again.
That's right. Because let's do it again. That's right.
Through the storm. We know how to come back because the black man and woman is the strongest human being on the face of this earth.
That's right. The Prophet Mabel Staples said it best. Let's do it again. Bill Cosby chimed in. Sidney Poitier chimed in again and said, let's do it again. Because we needed that, man. We needed somebody to back that call, to back it up, man. Because when Cosby and Sidney was breaking the ice in Los Angeles, there was no black, there was no thing what you call the stunt man, right? He was going to go dump himself off in the fire, wreck the car and all of that stuff, wreck the motorcycle and get thrown in the fire. So they brought a whole crew of stuntmen that were employed, right? When they brought that to Hollywood, a lot of people overlooked these things, the ice-breaking jobs in Los Angeles and in Oakland and in San Francisco and Vallejo and Fairfield, California. People don't know about these, but that Vallejo and that Fairfield in the suburbs of San Francisco, Oakland, come on. And that, in them suburbs, huh?
Another last thing. The thing that hurts me the most is that our younger generation don't even have a clue as to how we fought for them all the way from California all the way back to the South and throughout the South. We fought for all of our brothers and sisters, and we need to have that reunited again, because without that, we're going to be totally lost with our next generations to come, and we should not be fighting against one another and shooting one another. We should be loving and strengthening each other so we can do bigger and greater things.
That's right. In 2024, we're going to do more. We're giving you more of what you listen to your radio for right here at Black Power Radio. You know, the only Black Power Radio on your dial. We want you to dial up tonight. If you just want to listen to us, just dial in at 515-605-9889. Again, for all of those numerically pure at heart, dial us up at 515-605-9889. All of you designed to speak on radio that just want to talk to the host tonight, you can join us at 202 at 550-8521. Again, for all of those numerically pure at heart, just hit us at 202 at 550-8521. Again, it's 202-550-8521. And thank you all for joining us tonight. And we thank our brother for coming up and bringing us such an enriching briefing. And knowing that all the brothers are still alive and well, and they still say, Black Power,
Black Power,
Black Power,
Black Power,
Black Power,
Black Power,
Black Power, in the name of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, in the name of Huey P. Newton, in the name of Fred Hampton, in the name of Geronimo Pratt, in the name of all those great revolutionaries that say you could kill a revolutionary, but you could never kill the revolution. I say black power for a strong black revolution. And you can kill a black revolutionary, but you could never kill the black revolution, because the black revolution is tied to the fine timeline of divine. Huh? Nothing you can do to speed it up with your anticipation. You can't slow it down. You get to puking and moaning. We know that the black power is on the scene tonight. We're rocking it coast to coast. But you can't kill the spirit. Have to bring it back stronger, because black revolutionists never die. But we
multiply.
Woo! McCake, God imagine. They never die, but they multiply. Thank you, big brother. Thank you for bringing Oakland live here. And we love you, Oakland, sir. Yes, sir, we'll get about brief right down. You can call in on your radio. You can call in on your God, you can dial in at, if you want to talk now, you can dial in at 202. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to listen and talk right here on Black Power Radio tonight. We're live. We're so thankful that all of you joined us tonight on Black Power Radio. We have an extremely large listening and participating audience. And we have a little difficulty here at Atlanta, but we're going in tonight at 202 at 550-8521. Again, for all of those numerically pure at heart, at 202 at 550-8521. You're listening to us live. We got Oakland in the house listening live on Black Power Radio. For the rest of y'all, and thank all of y'all for being there and not being square. Because if you ain't too square to be on Black Power Radio, you can realize that we're giving you more of what you listen to radio for. And we're rocking it right here I'm going to go back down the line here and pick up a main man. Alex is rocking straight out of Cleveland. Cleveland is back in the house. He got his shoes shining, got his necktie on. He done straightened his tie out a little bit. I think we're gonna be able to rock with him. He's coming right here live from right here from the APL. We're going to let Alex just rock that mic. He getting ready to rock that mic until we go out of sight. If not, then we can let Oakland get it right black. Yeah, he's going to be back. So you can say whatever you're about to say, because you're live on Black Power Radio. Yeah, okay, you can say whatever you're saying, unless you just want to listen, okay? So we're rocking it again. For any of you that want to call in tonight, the call-in letter says, if you want to talk to the host, is 202 at 550 at 8521. And the rest of you that just want to listen, then we're going to put it in there tonight at 515. We're talking 515-605. You're live on Black Power Radio at 515 at 605 at 9889. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, we're going to rock you tonight at 515-605-9889. We're so glad that you joined us tonight on Black Power Radio. And we got so many more coming on in tonight. We're just happy to be live on Black Power Radio, just rocking it coast to coast. We're on that east side. We're on that west side. We're going to be live with you wherever you are. Those that can hide up behind the tree, you're going to hear me call, holler loud, and draw a crowd. We're going to make the tree. The tree going to cry out. Or you can't hide up under the tree tonight. Oh, that's right, beloved sister. We thank you for putting your opinion in the loop tonight. That's our beloved sister that commented earlier, and she's giving us all that live energy right here from the ATL. You know how I go. You got the rock, talk. Get it in town, you want? Yeah. This is our brother. This is Reddit straight out of Cleveland. I said, hey. This is a man out of Shaker Heights. He done got his tie straight now.
This is bad. I said before, make sure you vote for black judges. It shouldn't be a white judge in any inner city, in any country. Chicago, New York, L.A., Detroit. All them judges should be black that's in the ghetto, in the inner city. No white folks come from their suburbs and rule over us.
All of them
be black.
That's right. He said all the judges.
Vote them white judges out. Vote out all them white judges.
That's right. Okay. Oakland and Shaker Heights and Cleveland, you're going to have the right judge in there to make the right call for us. Is that right, Oaktown's in the house?
Once again, and this is what I grew up with. I watched how the racism and prejudice was going on until the Black Panthers came in and shook it up. And so I'm just happy due to the fact that they were able to come in at the time period in which they did back in the 60s.
On your phone, dude.
Yeah.
He's giving it to us live of what happened in Oakland, California back in the day. Just hit that one. Okay, and he's hit it live. He's back live.
Right. So I grew up back in the 60s. I had a .357 pointed to my baby brother and I's head the night the riots broke out in East Oakland. But we were able to sustain and survive it. And then the Black Panthers came in there and reinforced us to keep us going strong. And then they came in with the heavy enforcements to trick the black man to where he was losing his wife, his children, his home. And, you know, it was all about the unnecessary evils that were amongst us. So we lost, but it's time for us to come back together as one unit, live on Black Power Unity, and not being divided from one another, but to love and to strengthen one another, because we are all we got. And if we continue at this pace, we will start to lose everything that we had and gained back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and up to this point, they don't even know our history because they're trying to block our black history away from our black people, and it's not fair. And we should know our history because we are the strongest black men and black women on this earth, and they're trying to tear us and wear us down to where they want to throw a lot of trickery into our lives.
That's right. And the tricksters and Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm talked about the trick knowledge, the trick in the language, and the trick in their political aspect. It gets multiple schemes trying to achieve one end, and that is white male globalization. They're working on this thing. They don't care which Vladimir is in, if Vladimir Putin or Vladimir put out or Vladimir put in. They don't care which way. Any end of the ding-dong, they're on a freak party. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And as long as the white male is in power, they don't care if it's Clinton, Bush, or Trump, or Stump, or Dump. They don't care if it's Kennedy or Magna Cum Laude. They don't care which one it is because, you know what I'm saying? They're going to want, long as that white man is in, making decisions in their favor, they don't care which one it is. They got Vladimir I, Vladimir II. Vladimir I over Russia, II over in the Ukraine. And if you go over there and say, well, man, I'm tired of this war. I'm about to get out. You go bum rush the train. They say, oh, you got let these white folks get on so you can get on in the train, huh? So they're going to stop to practice racism before they fight the war. So they have one objective in mind is to rape and to pillage from Africa. And yeah. When you went there, you saw the continents when you line up a little boy. They go, Europe. They showed you that one first. Then they say, there goes North America. They showed you America. Then they say, there goes South America. Then they say, there's Asia, and there's Africa, and on and on.
On and on.
On that last year, when you was getting ready to think you was going to junior college, they say, hey, let me show you this now. This is what you call Eurasian. So where the European and the Asian man goes in to rape Africa for the, if you want uranium, you got to go over to Africa to get the good quality uranium. And if you want chocolate and gold and diamonds and silver, get the good quality stuff. You want the clearest diamonds on over to South Africa and get them precious metals and natural resources and mineral resources and the pilfering day and night to see who can get the best price.
Right.
Huh? And then they take the uranium and cut it down with an isotope. It can cut cocaine. It can cut heroin. It can cut down sugar cane, rice, and break down the uranium and then stretch the uranium and double the money. Is that right? So instead of having that bomb that blows up the whole thing, bam, you get the uranium, it blows on a quarter of the billion, and you come back and buy again. It's just like a junkie on heroin. He come back and get that dose. He want that killer dose, right?
Yeah.
He said, that's the heroin. That's the package I want. I want that 3 o'clock package. I don't want that midnight package.
Right.
He want that 3 p.m. package.
Right.
He said, get him where he fit it. He know it's going to take him where he's trying to go. But that's how it goes, brother and sister. They have been privileging and playing with us and our mineral resources. Now they've come back for the human resource.
Yes.
So we say enough is enough, right?
And too much stinks. And too I'll much. Say one thing more. When back in the 60s, everybody, a black man was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Had a mother and a father in the home.
Go ahead.
Father had a good job. General Motors was all full of our colored people of color, what I'm saying.
Right, sir.
And then, after they realized everybody had a home and had a boat out in the front yard. Hey, let me tell you, I lived and I saw it. And then they came in with this other little trick, trickery move. But and then that move was, hey, why don't y'all, we're going to tear down GM in California, and you all can go to college, and then we're going to throw in this drug on you. Now we really got you where we want you. Then the black man started to lose his home, started to lose his wife and kids, his family up on the high up on the Oakland Hills. And guess what happened? Everything came tumbling down because of the trickery that they had in mind. And they have some more tricks for us if we don't open our eyes and wake up and see that we are being tricked once again to damnation. While we're still on this earth, we need to come back together as a unit and not be divided because this is my turf. This is God's turf. And we must be together on it, and then we can rise up. I'm out.
Up the mighty nation. You can accomplish whatsoever you will. And we know that this is black power. Black power with a strong black military to black our call at this hour. We're coming live from the ATL. And we've got now our mind right, and we've got our rap tight. And we're rapping here, Red Hand Black Power Radio, Red in the ATL. And this thing has been live. We're going live here tonight in the ATL. We love you so much, D.C., and all those that are in New York and those gathered in Dallas. And we just left Dallas at the Oak Cliff in Dallas. And everybody give a round of Black Power for the Oak Cliff in Dallas. Dallas, where everything started for the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We started out there in Dallas, Texas, and, oh, man, we got them holding the line and they're holding the AK at this hour for the black power. You understand? So we're going to protect our interests and we're going to do everything we can to fight for freedom, justice, and equality in a way it's never been fought for before. We're going to write our own legislation, put our own legislators in place to represent us in a dignified and respectable manner. We're not no joke, brother and sister. We don't just push and produce 1 million honor graduates every year just to go to work down at Westinghouse and General Electric and Staples and Best Buy and No Buy and Get High. That's not who we are. We are dignified people that came from a long line of dignitaries that were Dr. Benjamin Banneker, scientist. Got another one. He was a surveying engineer and another one, an inventor, and all in one man. You know that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson couldn't hold a jockstrap and couldn't even tie the shoelace for Dr. Benjamin Banneker. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And one other thing I'd like to add.
Go ahead, sir.
This cell phone right now that linked the world.
Right.
The first man that invented the cellular digital phone was a black man.
Go ahead.
And a lot of people don't know that to this day. And his name, I can give it to you right off my tongue.
Go ahead.
Jesse Eugene Russell. Look him up.
Jesse Eugene Russell. All you numerically pure, all your Google fans and yes. All of your surfers, all of the surfers and all out there tonight.
That's right.
What is his name again?
Jesse. Eugene Russell, black man, invented the cellular phone, and now they're making gazillions of dollars off of it. They gave him a little chump change to hush his mouth, but it had it not been for him, this cellular phone perhaps would have not been as advanced as it is today. That's a true statement. Look it up. Google it. It's a real live story.
Jesse Eugene Russell. All you signed. They're going to be calling in a few minutes. Jesse Eugene Russell will be our scientist for the evening, and this has been brought in by Oaktown, and we know the deal right here, because Oakland, that's where Huey P. Newton stood up, and
yes.
Where Bobby Seale was standing there with him, supporting him, shoulders with Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver, and
yes.
Huey P. Newton, the Honorable Huey P. Newton, huh? And said, do you all to arm yourself? Or you harm yourself? Is that right, Black Power?
Black power
and a strong black military, we can black the goddamn call. That's right. Knowledge is power. That's right. The right quantity of quality knowledge. All the knowledge is not in the college. There may be a certain percentage of that knowledge may come out of the college, but all of the knowledge is not in the college. Is that right? And we have to rock this for ourselves. We have to do for ourselves to be high-end productive for ourselves. And then we will get the dignity and the respect from each other. But as the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell said, oh, my, for the first time we have our integrity. Our integrity will be intact at this hour. Oh, for black power, for a strong black military to black that call. But when they booted Adam Clayton Powell out, huh? He didn't go run under the house. He didn't run to New York. He didn't run to Miami, Florida and go on the beach. He didn't run to Atlanta, right, huh, to see what the Hawks were doing and the Doves were doing in Atlanta. He didn't run to Houston to see with the Astros, how many points they could put on the board. No, he ran hard as he could to that west side, to Los Angeles, California. And when the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell got to Los Angeles, California, he did a lecture called Black Power and Black Revolution. Huh? Adam Clayton Powell did not run. He was not a guy to tuck his tail and run. But he ran to the fight. He didn't run from the fight, but Adam Clayton Powell ran to the fight. And that's what he did. He lit it up in Los Angeles at the University of Southern Cal for what? Black Revolution was the only solution, huh? From Adam Clayton Powell with our own politics. He was the first congressional black caucus in the modern time. And Adam Clayton Powell, he said, man, we want back. From, he had a separate press conference. He said, we want black. We want back what you have stolen from us in the way of our dignity, in the way of our self-respect. But he said, we must get it back by any means necessary. We must have our integrity. And he said, when you get those two, self-respect and dignity, he said, then for the first time in our history, we will have our integrity. Oh, my. Adam Clayton Powell knew how to mix it up. See, but the current black caucus has gotten away from Adam Clayton Powell, gotten away from our real true principles, gotten away from our own family value systems. They know about John Jr., John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They know all that history. They know about Robert Francis Kennedy. Know all that. Robert and Bob Jr. Bob Jr. is running for office, buddy. So they know about these people. But what about the children that came out of Dr. King, the children that came out of Malcolm X, and the children that are now fighting on the front line? The descendants of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, oh, if you listen to him and obey him, huh, out of my true followers, you'll find some of the most successful people in the world that follow the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not just Malcolm X and the Honorable Muhammad Ali alone. Muhammad Ali was the most valued, the most underrated black activist in this modern time. But Honorable Muhammad Ali was a menace for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. A lot of people overlooked that. Herbert Muhammad, a strong business agent, right? We buy, sell, and trade, not as an organization, not as an institution, but we would buy, sell, and trade as a nation of people. The nation of Islam was doing that buy, sell, and trade thing and getting the sardines out of Morocco, getting the Japanese little trinkets and little earrings that you might want to get from Japan. We would trade as a nation. And finally down in the clear waters of Peru, we went to Peru to get the whiting H&G, to get the whiting H&G, the whiting fish headed and gutted from the pure waters of Peru. And we bought those fish not as an organization, not as an institution, but we bought that fish as the nation. That fish sandwich, you go to the Korean store and you get you some fish sandwich with some fries, that's Doc's fish. That's the fish of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad idea, that fish sandwich, you know, with all that sauce, all that great mumbo sauce running down the side of that fish sandwich. Oh, my, my, my. Now the Korean and Chinaman want to sell you your own fish sandwich, right? Go ahead here. But we know better because we are wise, man. We have been made wise to recognize. See what I'm saying? It's written and prophesied. You see what I'm saying? This is what we're saying to you tonight, that they predicted that we wouldn't get here, but we're here. They predicted we wouldn't get reparations, but we're getting them. People are paying reparations now for the mistreatment, for the ill treatment that's been done by the opposition. And we're taking a strong, hardline position against the goddamn opposition. Now, tell us what you think about that. Now, we got our beloved brother. I hope he's reached out to those on the dial and reach out to our Dr. Critical Truth Bay and all of those online. Dial us up tonight. Please get your pen ready. We got 202-550-8521. Give it to the numerically pure at heart. We got Brother Double R's coming right behind me with 202-550-8521. Come on, Brother Double R, and give us an update on the legislation that you're preparing, the idealism that you're putting into our own reparations by our own hands, by our own legislators, and our own negotiators. Thank you, and power to the people for Brother Double R. Come on, live. Black power?
Power to the people. Black power.
Black power, black power.
Yeah, once again, it's the Article 5 Convention. It's the one that we need to sign. I forgot to give you guys the site, onepercentage.org. That's O-N-E, percentage.org. And you sign that, and this is for our own sovereign society. This is for us to have our own self-determination. Just not wait on their laws. This is a way that we can be like the Native Americans, but better. And then we're going to get our land, and we're going to get our deeds and everything for it. But once again, that y'all gotta understand that our votes and our taxes, we paying taxes like we white folks. You know what I'm saying? Well, we paying taxes to them, and they owe us. You catch my drift? You feel me? You dig? That don't even make no sense. So our taxes, our votes, is that a vote shouldn't be for free no more. 160 years, we ain't got nothing. We at the bottom of the economic gap, you know what I'm saying? Everybody making more than us, even the Asians and the Mexicans. They make averaging $89,000 a year. We averaging what, 30? You know, white folk averaging 160, 180. You know, and why are we paying taxes? They just think Ukraine, what, about 100 million total right now. Yeah, with everything, we ain't got no beef with them. We ain't got no beef with Russia. So they just taking our tax money and do what they want. I'll tell y'all this, don't pay no taxes. What y'all paying taxes for? And they owe us. That sounds kind of stupid of us, though, as a black race. Y'all got to understand, listen at that. We paying them taxes, and they owe us. That don't make no sense. We voting for them, and they ain't gave us nothing.
from Obama, whoever.
150 years since 1863. So we got to just wake up, black family. I'm telling y'all, just get with that 1percentage.org. Read the convention. I got the Article 5 on there. We get the two-thirds of the votes on this, and we got our own self-determination. We're going to be just like the Native Americans. That's our way out. Okay, I hear y'all talking about put these black judges in, too. I mean, yeah, you got to watch that, too. You know, because everybody black is like Obama ain't black. Like Kamala Harris, a cockamella, she ain't black either. She was talking right before the election. Oh, I'm gonna get reparations. Since she been in there, that woman ain't gave us nothing. The heifer just doing everything like work as usual, following Joe Biden, the predecessor. That Obama taught. So if Obama didn't give it to us, what the hell y'all think he gonna give it to us? Even now he's even talking about giving it to us. We already know he ain't gonna give it to us. He worried about Ukraine. Ukraine ain't even our ally. So we got to wake up, black family. You know what I'm saying? What are we giving them all this money for? We giving them bullets to kill us. Genocide. Before the other brother talked about the schooling. We can't even study our history. CRT, critical race theory. K-12. It's not even in our schools. They're talking about, the white folk going to feel, they kids going to feel ashamed about their people. Ain't that a blip? Are you concerned about your white kids feeling about what their ancestors did to us? That's the reason? If you don't knock it off, we'll leave them feeling for 404 years to 1619. 1619 to today is 404 years and how we've been feeling. See, that's a part of genocide. They don't give a crap about us. So don't give a crap about them. I look at white people different since I've been studying this since December. I look at them on the commercial. They sitting eating and everything off of us. They had 1.5 million of them that came with the Homestead Act. Now you got 45.5 million of them eating off of what we did, free labor. Off of free labor, off the stuff that we provided for them, for America to give to them. Off the land that we were supposed to get. So y'all got to wake up and see what the taxes of it, the strategy of America, the way that they're doing this with the Jim Crow Act, that's in our brain. And a lot of us come up with reparations, come up, I don't believe this, I don't believe what it. Man, what you talking about believing? We got soldiers down here. When I go to every meeting, I'm rubbing elbows with soldiers with resources. The 1619 Reparations Party is the business. This is an all-black party. This is not going to be like the Republicans. They took over the Republican Party. Republicans started by blacks. 1619, they will never take over that because they don't want to see that number 1619. They damn sure don't want to hear that word reparations. So y'all got to understand that. Go to 1percentage.org. Sign a petition and pass it on, please. This is our motivation for black people. This is our unity. We taking everybody, NAACP, Black Wall Street, all the black group, Black Coalition, everybody. I got support from everybody that's on there, Crips, Bloods, you know. Everybody is coming. This is the way we can unite. And like I say, no reparations 2023, no vote in 2024. I yield black.
And thank you, Brother Double R, for just chiming in very timely explanations of where we are, where we're going, what we're doing. We're trying to appeal to those that are still trying to talk to us tonight at 202-550-8521. Again, it's the telephone number for the numerically pure at heart is 202-550-8521. And this is the thing of writing your own legislation. Don't pay attention to the naysayers and people that don't know real politics. There's a divine part of that. They fail to calculate. They fail to anticipate the divine intervention that's in this whole equation. They have overlooked divine intervention. They have underestimated our skills in the utilization of divine intervention. So their minds are stuck. They're stuck in a time warp. And we're here to break the chains of psychological slavery, break the chains that bind us to a system of injustice, a system that has been programmed through corruption and hypocrisy. And every time they write about New York Police Department, they write about the corrupt police, the police that did not do his duty. That's what keeps those type of programs on the air. They keep talking about the corrupted politician, the corrupted judge, the corrupted DA, right? The one that hypocrisy in his politics. hypocrisy in his job at the Justice Department. In fact, it got so bad, they started calling it criminal justice. That's right. A system of injustice that has been orchestrated and currently operated by a group of criminals. And they're a group of degenerates. A group of degenerates and a group of pedophiles and degenerates have gotten in power, right? And they are ventilating their power and their frustration down on the melanated nations. Oh, but the Honorable Maya Angelou said that truth that is crushed to the earth, it arises. Say, still I rise. Truth crushed to the earth shall rise again. And we are rising up. And the black man's rise is the white man's demise at this hour. We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam, because he's not my motherfucking main man. And I hope you understand. You know what I'm saying. And you know goddamn well I'm not playing. So we here at ATL tonight, the beautiful and potentially fair city of Atlanta, Georgia. Call it the ATL for short. It's about ATL by any other name is still the goddamn ATL. No matter how you cut it, the dust settles, smoke clear, you're in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm just so happy to be with you tonight. Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar rocking these mics tonight. And we got all types of people that's been on air, all type of folks coming on air. And we're just damn near glad to just serve you here in the ATL. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're coast to coast tonight. We got Oakland was in the house. We got Cleveland in the house. We got D.C. in the house. And we're just rocking that goddamn mic. You already know. We had our sister from Nova Scotia came in tonight, rocked the mic with her. Sister from down in L.A. came in. New Orleans came in. We've been chiming in and out, but no doubt we give you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. We're going to rock that mic tonight. That's why we came here, to rock the mic, huh? But that's what we do best, because that's what I'm born for, is to rock the goddamn mic. That's my forte, is rocking that goddamn mic. So we just happy to know that there are people negotiating for us, people helping us from all avenues of society, from every street or high or super highway of human interest. We got them here rocking for us tonight. So we're just nice and happy as we can be. As they say, just because of you, the evidence say, I'm a happy guy because you're the reason why, huh? And just because of you, I feel like a king sitting high on top of the throne. But if my branches and trees could sing, huh? We sing a love song to your child. Don't you know? We sing that love song to your girl. If my heart could speak, I sing a love song to your girl. And you're the reason why I feel this way, because every time I see you, I just want to say, baby, 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 baby. Just because of you, I'm a happy guy, and you're the reason why. Black people were happy. We're certainly happy to be with all of you tonight here at Black Power Radio. We're right here. Oops. Get out of here. Or I'll be missing something going to Washington. And I'm going to put somebody else on that mic for a while while I investigate this Washington, D.C. Don't you know? I'm trying to see if I can move. Oh, you could. Can you talk for a second until I find out? You going to D.C. West? Just talk to him.
We got to keep it going, y'all. It's very important. It's very important for you street guys to start voting. I'm tired of black men not vote. Over about votes, white men know where I'm at. Man, cut the game. And a white man know where you at if you doing something anyway. If you doing something, he watching you anyway. There's a camera everywhere you go. We shouldn't have let these cameras get in. Somehow, we let these cameras get in as people, not just black people, but even the white people. You let these cameras in, now you can't do nothing. Don't give me that crap about y'all ain't voting for the white man, this white man, that. If the gangster go out and vote. Larry Hoover said himself, the gangsters go out and vote. Get them Crips out there, get them Bloods out there, get them folks out there, get the Vice Lords out there and vote. Vote out them white judges. That's the key. You want to keep telling you black people, keep telling me that, oh, you want change. Well, start the change. We got guns. We can fight. Fight with a pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. Take that pen, use that pen to get out every white judge in every ghetto in the country. L.A., New York, Las Vegas, wherever black people dominate the inner city, it shouldn't be one white judge there. How do we get them out? You vote them out. You off your rear end on voting day, and they're going to vote and judge you. Don't worry about the president. The president don't affect you. The governor really don't affect you. What affects you is locally. What affects you is your local laws affect you. You want to get them judges out the way. After we get them judges out the way, then we go out to legislate. We go out to the legislature then, and we get all the people out to legislate out. Because how many white legislators are in your state? How many white legislators are in your state? I bet you the whole legislature in your state probably is like 98% white. They may have one black at about 50 people or 10 people. I don't know how many in the council or the committee, the legislative committee. But believe me, I bet you at the bottom dollar that most of them, 90% are always white in every city. Because black people don't vote on that. You worry about the president. That don't affect you. Think about your city, your local laws. Get rid of those judges. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Love you, people. I'm going to get back to your commander-in-chief.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. By the way, my name is Brother Demetrius of Cleveland, Ohio.
Go ahead. And we that's what we get paid to rock the mic. He said, that's what I'm born for. Here you go, sister. All right. You're a standstill for me. You going to rock? You going to rock? That's right. We are here. I got you right here. So we're keeping black power alive, keeping Mo of what you listen to radio for. But you know what? We got the best opportunity to go free for ourselves, for our own politics. Now, the question is going to be put on your forehead is how did I behave in the opportunity to go free for myself? They're going to ask you that question. You get to Richmond, sister. How did I behave in the face of an opportunity to go free for myself? And he said, did you choose your freedom and get on the freedom ride? Or did you pick the enslavement and stay on the plantation? Because some many ran right here, and I just left out of Houston and Dallas and all those places. And they said they ran right to the edge of the plantation in Harris County, Texas, right there where Houston. And they say he dropped his bucket, stayed there in Harris County. He's been there ever since. One ran and got off one plantation and ran on to the other plantation. And he dropped his bucket right there on that plantation. My. And one ran as hard as he could, huh? Went on up to Canada and stopped somewhere. Another one stopped in North Carolina, South Carolina. Another one stopped here in Atlanta, Georgia, huh? But we had one guy, they call him Joe Stupid for sure, but Joe was running as hard as he could, and he just got right there to the edge of the place. He got to the end. He said, I'm going to drop my buckets right here, Massacre. I'm going to do some sharecropping right on the edge of Massacre and them plantations. And he got right there with his black nation. And he didn't realize that he'd never gotten completely off the plantation. And I think far too many of us that just never got off the plantation to get on that freedom ride. They never got a taste of freedom, justice, and equality. So they stuck on the master's plantation. And even when you bring them freedom, they don't recognize freedom. The voice of freedom has been suppressed in the individual. The voice of truth has been a disquieting voice, and it's been suppressed in the individual that he can't hear the voice of truth. Like they say, in his ears there's a stopper, and they say there's a famine in hearing the message from the Almighty God of the world. There's a famine in hearing the message from God. He can't receive truth, freedom, justice, and equality. Stuck on stupid and don't know where freedom and justice and equality lies. In his own anatomy, he can't find freedom, justice, and equality because he never had a taste of freedom. He never got a fragrance of the paradise, huh? He said in his nostrils, he can't even smell paradise because he never processed it. So therefore, he cannot digest paradise, freedom, justice, and equality for himself. There's some peculiar things, some very strange and extremely peculiar things have been done to us at this hour for black power and black power and for a strong black nationhood, for brotherhood, and a strong black sisterhood. So you're going to have to come up, brother, and you got to come up, sister, and produce some legislation for yourself, meaning you got to write it up. You can't get no written instruction from next door. You're going to have to write this for yourself. Huh? They're like turning in John Wayne's turn paper. He said, well, this paper got your name on it, But you got John Wayne writing on this. This looked like the same thing John Wayne wrote. So what they will get you, they're going to write you up and give you a charge for plagiarism and stealing somebody's information and superimpose your name on their term paper. Is that right, Brother Double R?
That's right, brother.
Go ahead, Black Power, Black Power.
That's right, Black Power, man. You tell it like it is, brother. This is the show of a lifetime for us black people, man. That's why I see and I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? Much salute to you, man. This is waking us up. But the thing is that this, we can't just be, just like the Bible says, you can't just be a hearer of this word. You got to be a doer. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got to dig in. 10 toes down. We give y'all instructions. We came with this information not just by being in the flesh. We be in the spirit when it's come to us. And it's the only way of self-determination is to break away from these crackers. You feel me? Just like I say, why are we paying taxes? We giving the bullets to harm us, to build these jails and everything else, to mass incarceration. That's genociding. You know, the CRT, that's genociding, messing with our kids' brains. They don't even know their history. They ain't knowing where they coming from, where they going. Medical. You know what I'm saying? They denying us medical stuff. They killing us at UCLA. Got a case on them right now. The man said, hey, man, my wife, he told the nurse, oh, man, my wife need help right now. And the white nurse go tell her she's not a priority. He got a $2 billion lawsuit on him right now, whatever much of it is. But we got to wake up, man. It's genocide, man. It's affecting us, you know, because that's why we can't grow as black people. We worrying about, you know, like the crab barrel mentality. We all trying to do each other and jealous of each other stuff. But when it's reparations come, what you mean? You going to have a Rolls Royce just like I got a Rolls Royce. You feel me? So, you know, a double R. A real double R, you feel me? So, you know, black folks, just listen to what we say, man, and take heed of it. If you got this reparation task force in your community or in your state, anywhere there, you need to be. Show your face and show these folks that, hey, I ain't dying out. I'm going to be here to the beginning to the end because they just want to railroad this state. You know, it's just a state. They didn't study Ukraine. They just sent them $100 billion. Did they study them? Nah. See, but now, too, we doing the federal. We got a federal task force team we putting together because is beyond these states and cities and counties. So, but see, all these cities and counties is trying to do is just dangle some money in front of y'all and talk about no land. I tell y'all, we need everything. It's like a divorce. You know what I'm saying? They're guilty. We about to, when you brought us over here, you put America on the back of our name. We African what? American. You married us. Don't treat us like no piece of meat after you done bucked our men and raped our women and kids and everything like that. No. It's time for a divorce. And we don't want it because we got shiploads and shiploads of evidence. So when we win a divorce, what you get? I know some of y'all had a divorce before. What you get? You get half their money. You get half the land. Shit, you get alimony. And you get child support and attorney fees. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing with them. That's what we're digging at them right now. We're telling y'all keep that little money y'all talking about. You know, we want everything. We want the whole shebang. Reparations, 1619, I yield black.
We got Cleveland in the house, and he's going to bring up some commentary on what you just dropped there, Double R, Black Power.
Black Power.
Cleveland's in the house.
It's C-Town, Cleveland. It's C-Town. What I'm saying is this. I agree with what you're saying all day. I really ain't big on the money as far as restoration. I remember what the Jews did. When the Jews financed the slave trade, what they did was ask for one thing from England, trade. We wanted trade. That's what the Jews wanted. They wanted to be able to trade. They didn't ask for no money. They didn't ask for no gun. They wanted trade. So they're seeing the real power in that. In our restoration, we should look for things like trade. We should look for things like we want to make different legislators. That's what we want. We want more control over law. That should be the main one right there. We control over law, then we get more control over the money. We ain't got to ask for no money. We're talking control of some law. Black Power, Cleveland, Ohio, Brother Demetrius.
Yeah, Black Power, brother. But listen, I mentioned that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mentioned that. I mean, like I said, man, it's a whole can of worms they open up with these reparations. I'm talking about money, land. I mean, I'm talking about land. Land is the basic thing we need because when we get this land, you ask a Native American, ain't that Native American is homeless because they got land. But we need land first. We need money because they owe us the money because that's just where it is because of the I mean, we can do it in any way form. I heard some people say gold.
Money is
funny
for people, one thing. I mean, all due respect, money. Yeah. I mean, people do what they want with their money. You give people money, but everyone doesn't have your education and maturity to do the right thing with money. Have these folks got money on that pandemic where they at now? All them black folks got money. Urban folks got money. Urban black folks, of our people, got that money. What they do with it? They broke already. TVs, cars, jewelry. Why you ain't put no money in an IRA for your kid? You getting your hair done. Why you ain't put no money in the IRA for your son? You buying rims for your car. So if I gave, I'm afraid to say, if I gave an average urban male or urban female $100,000, they'll blow that shit in 2 years. Money ain't the answer. We got more black men there than ever. Education is the answer. That's the real answer. I mean, we need the money. You're right about the money. But I'm saying I'm afraid to give certain people money, because once we get that money one time is going to be it. They don't give it no more. So if you get every black person in the country $100,000, over 70% of them going to blow it on some bullshit. I'm sorry.
Drop it like a drop.
What Malcolm X say? 5%ers? What they call us? 5%ers? Okay, then the 95% go fuck the money up.
Yep. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding is telling you that he got an opportunity now to get that money. We can't tell him how to fight his revolution. And he said, what did Lil Boosie say? He the prophet in the revolution, prophet in the gangster rap, prophet in the hip hoppers. And Lil Boosie say, you don't know my struggle, huh? You can't name my hustle, don't know my struggle. So if we're not walked a mile in the moccasin, it's hard for us to call a shot. But what happened to John Doe? What happened to Jane Doe? What's going on with Larry Curly and Mo? We just don't know, because we don't know his struggle. We can't name your hustle. We don't know your struggle. And once you come to know that, brother, then you know why he made a decision. We were in Baltimore, and revolution broke out. My. Yeah, that's a noise it makes when you hear the bell ringer. But I'm here to tell you, when we were in Baltimore, they just set fire, just burned it to a crystal, the CVS store in the corner in the neighborhood. You can't burn down the CVS. You don't know my struggle. You can't name my hustle. They burned that goddamn CVS down. It was too late to say you can't burn it down when it's already burned to a crystal, huh? But there was a reason why they burned that CVS down. Because, it was doing a disservice in the neighborhood, and somebody torched that joint and burned it to a crystal. So you just don't know my struggle. You can't name my hustle. You don't know my struggle. That's right. That's right. That's because you got no juice. And when you talk, nobody what? Believe you. That's right. You're going to have to get juice. You got no juice. You got no juice. And some of you bitch niggas couldn't live my whole lifestyle. Yeah. Oh, my. You talking lifestyle. So everybody's got a different, handsy. In other words, they keep telling me, so brother, you keep playing the race card. I say, hell no. I'm playing the card straight out of the deck. And I ain't never been the dealer in this hand, right? You've been the dealer. You've been dealing me these hands. So if any hate or racism in there, that's the hand you dealt me, huh? That's the hand you dealt me. If I am hate, then I am the hate that you produce the hate on you. Because I ain't hating on no brother and sister.
Hate me.
So you got your PhD, huh, from hating on me. You mad as fuck when you see me ride by. I know you're mad as fuck. I think I know why. Because you a player hater. You mad as fuck. Once you see me drive by, you mad as fuck. I know you know why. You know you a window shopper. Yeah, all them youngers, we should do all the security for them. You mad as fuck. When you see them ride by, you mad as fuck. Now you know why. You know they player haters. That's right, the players haters. You mad as fuck. I think you know why. Cause KUZ is a cuz player. Cause you a player hater. I say you got your PhD, got your master's degree from hating on me. You know you a player hater. But we already know these guys. We did be down in the hood, hanging out, hanging 10, hanging 9, 10, 11, 12, huh? 13 and 14. Just player hating. Hey, so that's where you get your PhD. Just from hating on me. You mad as fuck. You see me drive by. You mad as fuck. I think I know why. Because they window shopper. See, because I couldn't live my whole lifestyle. Yeah. They can't do. Don't try to do what you see me do. Do what you do. Do what you make it do. And see what it do. Yeah, get you and your crew. Get on over here to reparations. In 2023, we're going to be at the monument in D.C., inviting everybody to get a line, form a line for reparations. Oh, yeah, I know you know division looks small now, but it's gaining momentum, and we're getting support from all over the world for our efforts for reparations, hold a line for reparations, and I'm telling you now, if there's no reparations in 2023, there will be no black votes in 2024. Oh, you already know, huh? Because we're giving you more of what you listen to Radio 4. Giving you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio 4. And we're right here in the city, the potentially fair city of the ATL. Some call Atlanta, Georgia. But we know by ATL, by any other name, is a goddamn same. It's the ATL. In other words, you're in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're happy. The Golden Lions got stuck in the boot camp. And don't you know, still giving you more of what you actually listen to your radio for. 1, 2, 3, 4, huh? Before you go out that door, you want to get more of listening to your radio for. So we're the best that ever did it. Frank Nitt and them never did it that good because they never had it so good, don't you know? We give you more of what you listen to your radio for. I'm back to the mic up in here. You black and talk to us. Talk black to us, Double R. Where you coming in from? And who'd you bring with you? I know Double R didn't come by itself, did he?
Okay, can you hear me? Oh, no. I meant to pull your number up to get a Queen Davis. Say that number. Say your 204 number because I was just trying to pull it up and it dialed you again.
Okay, 202 for the numerically pure at heart. I want everyone that wants to speak in the mic tonight and want to talk, we're going to come in at 202 at 550-8521. Again, all of you numerically pure at heart and want to speak on the radio this evening, call 202-550-8521. We're going to bring them again. We'll hit it one more time. Who we got there at that 707-707? Talk black to us.
This Brother Roy Lee from the Bay Area, California, Kingdom Warrior Foundation, 1619 Red Party.
Right
in the house.
We have you in the house. We got happy to have you at the mic. We rocking us some legislation, some reparations, and we rocking us some Brother Roy. Go ahead and talk black to us from that west side, Black Power.
Black Power, everybody. We amongst Reggie, Double R, should I say, we represent California, and we've been to the reparations hearings, and like you said, it's a lot going on that we need to fix. It's funny, I was just watching this movie, Game Change Game, about George Floyd documentary and how the NBA players stopped playing in 2020 and they started losing money, so they started getting scared. So we made a change then. We can make a change again. But we need all those factors that mean something, that stand for something out there to stand up for us as well. You know, y'all got money, y'all got power, y'all got social media recognition. We need all the voices. We need all the united black people to come together right now. This is the moment for change for everybody. We can't stand by no more and be silent. I yield black.
Amen. Black power.
Well, what you just said was all the black people who want to be united, pretty much. I agree with you totally, because so many of – we got to focus on the 5%. I'm on that 5%. There's so many of them. You got to remember the Jews, going back to the Bible and whatnot, going back to Christ when he was running around here. You had a lot of blacks who was violating God. You know, you got good and bad. You got good and bad everything. And then when you had all those good tribes, when a white man couldn't get to a good tribe, he wanted the best slave. He wanted the smartest slave. He got some of them bad slaves, too. Some of the BS people, too. And they came over. The problem is the BS people, man. The smart people do smart things. Smart people don't even make a lot of babies, you know. The smarter people are the less baby they usually have because they're busy. They're doing things. They're making things happen. They're in the community. They're in politics. They're inventing things. So a lot of the smartest people have less children because they're busy helping society. If the dumb people have all the babies.
I, I, agree,
And that's how they make all the babies. And we have we're being saturated with people who don't want to do nothing. They watch mama on welfare. They watch their daddy sell crack. I mean, it's more of that than people like me and you. Let's be an engineer. Let's be a machine. Let's get into politics. What now? Let's be some kind of more of my own business. Hell with a hair week store or a barbershop. Let's make a factory. But me and you are on that. But there's so many of them who aren't on that. So, I mean, I'm not leaving them behind. But like you said, I agree with you. We need to focus on the united blacks. That 5%. We get that 5% to boom and can't unstop.
I agree. And it's a lot of millennials out there right now that we can groom up to be those individuals like you talking about.
Yeah, and too, brother, I want to add
Towns in the house. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, when you said about the, you know, if the brothers get $100,000 and then they're going to blow it off, I mean, you got to understand this. We can't be concerned about what another man going to do with his money. You feel me? Well, I think it's going to be just, we're going to set it up just like the lottery. When you win the lottery, you got a class to take. So we got people in order right now to consult these people on how to move their money to turn themselves into entrepreneurs. Not to blow it off at the Rose Wars deal, whatever like that, but you got to understand this too. They still going to pay us, like I told you, that another one is alimony. They're going to pay us the rest of our life. We can't convict them from committing these hate crimes on, just like the boy killed them 10 people up there in Buffalo. He took a deal for a triple life sentence. America started the hate crime on us when we touched our feet on this soil. So they're the first hate crime offenders against us. So they're guilty for life sentences on how many millions they didn't kill them. Oh, you killed all of us. So my thing is that this, they're going to pay us for life. That's not to be concerned about the next man because we got that in order. But you know what I'm saying about on how they're going to do with their money. You know, we can't be worried about that. We got to be concerned about our kids. That's why we need to put our money at our kids getting the CRT.
All right, once again.
Well, look, can I finish, brother? I didn't interrupt you, brother. Can I finish real quick? I'm just trying to finish. Give me about 2 seconds. You know, I'm that same person. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in business for 27 years at a barbershop salon. I know how to tell people how to spend black, go black, be with your black community. You feel me? I yield black. Go on, brother.
Well, one reason why you didn't interrupt me because I was much shorter than you, but that's okay. That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. My point being, my perfect example of what average black Americans do with money with the pandemic. Now, I don't know who you know, but I know who I know in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? I know on Chicago and whatnot on the west side of Arlington Heights. And many of those folks just blew it. Now, I ain't believe that's their choice, but they blew it. Now, they're back in the same spot. They ain't put no money in the IRA for their kids. They ain't put no money in the CD for their kids. They got the hair and nail done. The black man got rims and trucks and the money gone. They ain't put that money up for nothing. And no college funds saved for them. Now, I know some blacks did, but there's too many blacks that didn't. And that's why we're in the same situation we is now.
Well, if you're talking about the pandemic, man, well, if you understand that, I got that $100,000 they gave me. Mine's had to go to my rent, to my shop, because they told us to sit at home for damn near a year. So I had to pay my bills. So that $100,000 wasn't nothing. That was like $1,000. That didn't last long. We had to put that back. I have people who got the money left and opened up their own shops and everything. I can see on that. They try to do what I did, and I can't knock them for that. But my thing is that money they gave us, that wasn't no reparation. That was something that they owed us from making us stay at home for this damn coronavirus. They told us to shut our business down and go home. Dog, I had to shut my shop. I mean, I was there. Man, look, I didn't even shut mine down, though. I put the curtains up on the paper. We was going through the back door. But look, man, I look in the front, man. It was like ghost town to shut it down here in California. We couldn't open up. So that money ain't did nothing but pay our rent and help us eat a little bit. You feel me? And pay our, it was called your payroll thing that you was paying. You paid yourself and your employees. That money wasn't for the gold. I mean, you're talking about putting the IRA. Man, that was the last thing I'm thinking. I'm talking about surviving.
Okay,
I wasn't going to put no money away. Yeah.
Once again, I don't have your emotion for the subject. I'm not a very emotional person, more scientific. My point being is this. That was an example of what people did with the little money they did get. I ain't saying I learned one thing in life. Don't equate things to me. That's an individual. I equate things to what I see commonly in some people. What's the common thing you see? And that's the common thing I saw. Even with the little money they did get, that money wasn't under you. But other people got a lot of money. They don't do nothing. They ain't do nothing with them blowing. You did what you supposed to do with your money. That's you as an individual. That's you. How many people are like you in your neighborhood even? What they
that's
own business?
We gotta teach.
How many people like you got 100
teach.
Grand for their
yeah.
own business? Huh? How many people
right.
got business like
teach.
On
yeah,
the
gotta
average?
Teach. We got to teach that. Like I
oh,
say, it's just like the lottery.
That's my point. That's my point.
They teach them. They teach them what to do with the money. Now, you can bring a horse to the water, but he ain't going to drink it until he's ready. So we can't be concerned with that. We're going to give him the wisdom. No, we can't be concerned about another man's
money. I disagree. I disagree.
Why would we be concerned about him?
All
we're going to do is tell
him,
buy black. If you can buy black, just tell him, buy black. If you don't buy black, we ain't with you. That's the only thing wrong I can say. But I ain't going to tell another man what to do with his money.
You just told another man what to do with his money. Told him to buy black.
I said,
okay, man.
Yeah, as far as recycling your money, as far as recycling, that's going to help the community, though.
Well,
that's the only thing I can tell them to do is to buy black. That's going to be back in our community. But I can't tell them to whether or not go buy a car with some of his money or do this with some of his money. No, why would you spend it in the black and we community, just like the Black Wall Streets? We recycled our money. We didn't even need them. We didn't get no reparations. We had land and businesses, oh, damn near 100 of them.
They did a survey years ago on how often, let me speak this in a labor format, which it should be spoken. They did a survey years ago on how often a dollar circulates in the Jewish community, the white community, and the black community, and the Hispanic community. How
yeah,
often does that dollar generate? And the black
yeah,
community.
I already know, yeah.
Did you already know the dollar?
Black,
the dollar
black, we put our 2 hours.
You just cut me off. You talking about cutting
yeah.
people off? Cut me off, not talk short. That dollar in the black community lasted 2 hands. That dollar in the Jew community, over 20 hands in that Jew community. Over 20 hands. Them Jews don't let that dollar leave. The blacks take the money. It to the Arab, it to the Indian, it to the Chinese, it to the white man. In Detroit, the black man told me, Detroit, and part of Detroit, they weren't even shocked with you black. They hate on you in Detroit. I was hearing that. They said, well, in Detroit, no, it's Battle Creek. I'm sorry, Battle Creek. They have a real problem with black-owned business. That's what you mean. My cousin was just telling me, I'm in Atlanta right now for a funeral. He was telling me up there, man, it's like they want to patronize everybody in Battle Creek, but their own people. I said, what you mean by that? It's like they hate on each other. Like crab in the bucket. I said, and he's talking about Battle Creek. He said, a number of people, we went to school, will open up businesses, and they'll come for a little while, and they don't come no more. They're back at the A-Rab. Maybe for a couple of cents cheaper. I'm just saying, that's just an example. I'm not putting it down. I'm not putting it up. I'm telling you, I'm repeating what I was told from a man who lives in Battle Creek, Michigan, and how it goes there. That's my point about the dollar circulating in our community. Even in Cleveland, the dollar don't circulate very long in our community. As soon as we get it, we at the mall. As soon as we get it, we getting our hair done. As soon as we get it, we getting the toes done. As soon as we get it, buying some rims. And that happens too often. That had to be changed. So that's what I'm thinking on right there with myself. I give a black person $100,000. Give a woman $100,000. Where the money go 2 years? I give you another $100,000? You ain't say nothing for your daughter? She going to school in a couple of years. We're having the money. Oh, you know, well, that's what you're right about that. We have to educate people on that. And they got to accept the education. But once again, you can't control the masses. What you do is focus on that 5% the most. If that 5% shine, you want to hope everybody else come along. That's what I can do. Hey, you said yourself, you can't tell nobody else dollar. You don't want to tell nobody else to do with their dollar. But the point is, you want to try to teach people to do better with their dollar. But they got to accept that teaching. It goes back to the Bible. You tell the poop man something, he'll listen. You tell the fool something, he'll scoff at you. So it's a filtering process. Oh, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be no instant process here. That's why I say, hey, man. First thing we can do, and you said yourself, work with the United people. We're going to focus on that 5%, get that strong, and try to get everybody else to come along. Because, I mean, you're going to have other people out there going to do what they want to do. You see all the time. You see, once again, the pandemic. You see, that money won nothing. I agree. The point of it is, when they got, look how many people got the money and did what they did. You got your money and did well. But look how many other brothers didn't do that. They're buying rims. Why you buying rims? You ain't paid for your son yet. You ain't paid for your daughter. You at the bar getting drunk, balling. You ain't paying child support. And that's too much of that. Oh, why you take care? Oh, she didn't nurse against anybody. Hair and nails. Come on. I know girls, you could buy sex for hair and nails. You have sex with me for some hair and nails? You wonder why we got a problem in our community. You're right, though. We got to prove a lot of things. But one thing I was focusing on this phone today, what I was really want to focus on is getting out all those white judges. I really feel that make a difference. You say, how are you going to do that? Vote them out. It's that simple. When the primary come, don't worry about no president. Don't worry about no government. Worry about the judges who are locking you up. Get them judges out the way in your inner city, Cleveland, Atlanta, Washington. We all black. The majority of the city is black. Then all the judges should be black. All we got to do is vote them out. Get off our rear ends. Quit smoking weed. Get off our rear ends. Get out the bed and vote them out. That's all we got to do. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power, bro.
Cleveland in the house. Rocking the mic. Yeah, you got anybody to join you on your line? Can you track down Truth Bay to get her to give a summation of some sort? Oh, this is part of her subject tonight on the legislation that can be ushered from the black community that can be written by our own hands and carried to the points of interest of our hands and our own feet, delivered by our own tongue and our own language, as only we can deliver it. And this is a subject on the air tonight. It's dealing with this legislation, you know, regulating our own form of government. This is formulated. We the people government. Are you out there, Double R? I guess he's looking.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, rock you some Truth Bay up in there and let her cover down a few syllables of what is to take place right here tonight. All praise you. That's your shout, my man. You're on the move. That's you. Keep it love. Call me up, Black. Mm-hmm. There goes Cleveland going on in the house. Going in the house. Is Cleveland in the house? Going with the turk and the cone, y'all. That's how it go, and that's how it goes. Oh, my, for the pie in the sky. If it wasn't for fun, I'd have none. But I ain't going to lie to you, don't. We'll give you more of what you listen to radio for. And we're here at Black Power Radio. We're looking for some of you that weren't able to call in earlier to call into Black Power Radio at 202-550-8521 again. For all of those numerically pure at heart, go ahead and dial us in at 202-550-8521. We're in a beautiful city, Atlanta, Georgia, tonight, commonly called the ATL. So you look up at your sky terminal, if you're in somebody's airport across the country, and you see that ATL, well, that's where you're talking, you're coming on in Atlanta. If you're at somebody's bus terminal, like this is actually a bus terminal right here in Atlanta, with all types of people from all over the country crisscrossing right here. We got some 510 coming in. And we've got Ann coming on in. He's going to tell us a little bit more about who, what, and why, and what this Black Power Radio means for us as far as legislation, as far as getting reparations, and how, as far as rocking your own nation. Stan, give us your, the 411 information, right? Black Power.
Black Power. So I want to comment on the guy from Cleveland about what individuals did with the money from the PPP loans and the emergency disaster loans from the pandemic. Number one is, how can an individual demonstrate what they've never learned? So, of course, they was going out buying Gucci and guns. So first and foremost is that when that check comes, it should be mandatory education in literacy, financial literacy. It should be some kind of quiz, i.e., that the people that know financial literacy take that test and get that check. But the people that do not know it should go through some kind of financial literacy training to know how to spend that money and generate generational wealth. You cannot blame the black man out here that was not given the cards to know. They didn't know no better. That's number one and foremost. So reparations comes in many, many levels. And yes, they owe us monetary value. And that's all I got to say. I yield black.
You got me like it's hot. Double R just went out there, and he went around to Double R Ranch, and now he's black on the set. Get black to us, my brother Double R. You right there with us? Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Honorable salute. Yeah.
Salute, salute.
My bad for interrupting, man. But you know, you've been kind of repeating yourself. But thought you got your point across. But no, just like I said, man, you can take a horse to the water, but he ain't gonna drink. You know what I mean? So I ain't like you. What I said is, you can't tell them what to do when they spend it. You can direct them, but you can't tell them what to do with that money, because everybody ain't going to do that. But however, if we can direct our youngsters into being entrepreneurs like I am and many are, they will be able to follow and see, why are you still open? Because I didn't go buy that with the money. I paid my rent. You feel me? I made sure my bills was covered. Then I looked at and see,
Well, I ain't got, well, my kids is grown. You know what I'm saying? So I can't understand that no more with you because I got grown kids. But, you know, I do got some grandkids as far as putting money away. I couldn't do that at that time. You feel me? Because I'm working on trying to keep my door open. So that's why I'm still open now. How many years later? 3 years later. So what I'm saying is that we can tell them what to do, but we can't make them do what we want them to do. All we got to do is be the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. And then now you see they bend the clothes and say, I told you, bro. You shouldn't have got there. What you say, your hair done, nail done, tennis shoes or stars, whatever like that, clothes like that. That, you know, you live and you learn. See, I'm 57 years old. I already know. All I got is my business. So that's where my money had to go. It had to go to my business. So that's all I'm saying, bro. Are you a black?
We picked up Black Lightning out there on the highway. Are you in West Virginia or are you in Chicago, Illinois, Lightning? He might be in Chicago.
I'm in Gotham.
Black Power. And we
I'm in Gotham City.
Legislation and reparations, sir. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power.
Well, we've been waiting on the reparations and the repatriations forever now. Ever since Field Order 15. I mean, is it 16? Sorry, Field Order 16. General Cook, when he made the declaration that we would get our 40 acres and 2 mules. So, as far as the legislation, they got so many loopholes in the writing. It's made for them. Most of these are made for them, I noticed, like these new laws they have going across the country now about loud noises in your car, playing loud music. So it's like, okay, and be very particular about who they pull over with the loud music. They hear the Waylon Jennings and the Oak Ridge Boys. That's quite all right. But it better not be no James Brown or Lil Boozy or something black. It better not have no bass in it, you know? And so it's ridiculous. So we're writing our own legislations with our Minister of Justice writing a lot of legislation to put out there for us. And like Brother Double R say, we can only push the message, you know? But we got to be a way to push it down their throat, too. Like when you put them over a barrel, when they start running their mouth, and they say they're going to do something, now you got them. Just like the mayor told us that he was going to go ahead and just come back to the table and bring some ideas, whatever our national chairman want to bring up, some community programs, youth programs, youth centers. Personally, I'm getting ready to get out here and push for these kids to get out of these detention centers because we got adults dying you got young men and adults dying in these detention centers every day. So, and like LaBelle Lane, who we've been fighting for. So I think that we need to start pushing to get these kids out of these detention centers before anything more happens to them. I say more because we don't know how many of them have been fatalities already. We know that they got these crooked police out here and sheriffs out here pushing their agenda or their crooked agenda to make money, taking their drugs out of their own property houses, giving it to the youth for them to sell with the promise, I guess, I would think, that that they'll be out when they get 18, but they're too naive to know that they'll still be tried as an adult.
in most of these cases. So then once they do their ill will, then they find another one to get rid of them for them. So that seems what's going on. We need to get our children and get our youth up out of these places before anything happens to them. And that's the legislation that I would like for our Minister of Justice to write for us all across the board. And prayers be with our Brother John, chairman out of North Carolina, Roxborough. Prayers be with you, brother, on a day coming up for the police, the holy brutality, and hopefully we can stick it to them and make them pay for their ungodly deeds that they do to us, and especially when it's done directly to us, because we are the military for the black race. We're not the motorcycle organization or club. We're not the glee club singing Kumbaya, and we're not the stepper squad doing a few stomps. No, we're actually the military. And so the good thing is, when you need a military, that you don't have to go out and look for your military. Your military is right here. But we do need a way to get to a lot of these operations and a lot of these front lines. We have to get there. And that takes money. That takes gas. Takes cars. And cars been breaking down. Cars been burning up. So we need the people to support the movement. And thank you for your prayers, your love, and your support when you do that. And don't forget, we got new Black Panther magazine coming out, online magazine. Y'all can go to our website, New Black Panther Party. Shaky Mama Akbar will give you the details on that. But, yeah, hit us up on $77Bakers so we can get a bus for the regiment and so we can get our troops home that are actually out there stranded on the road. We don't complain, so we just keep doing the work. So you would never know if we got troops stranded on the road. Matter of fact, I heard a foolish man on CW. Yeah, I'm just call a spade a spade. When CW, I know he's just doing his little act, you know. He likes to be chicken shit Charlie. But when he say Black Panthers haven't done nothing, obviously he's just being his character. Because I know damn well he knows that we've been to every city council meeting all over the nation. And we've been to every police headquarters fighting police brutality, almost every state in the union. If he doesn't know about Tulsa, and King Rick Farmer down there demanding the salt shakers that Pamela Smith was assaulted with be taken out of their evidence locker. If they don't know that, I'm sure they do know. I'll be here all day if I go down all of our accolades, but I'll just say it like this. We do more than just march around with a fist in the air, black power this and black power that. It's behind the scenes that you don't see. And some of us maybe take a picture and put it out there after we gone. But while we boots on the ground in the trenches, you'll never know. As far as what we've done, what we do, ain't nobody putting no confessions out there. Ain't nobody putting no accolade sign. Oh, look at me. Look at me. We feeding the homeless. Oh, yeah, we do that. But you think we're going to take pictures of them while they're down on their luck? No. Uh-uh. I mean, what's the reward? I think it says somewhere in the Bible, I ain't going to quote it because I don't want to mess up the quote, but it says, see the person over there He's doing everything in front of everybody. So his reward is everybody's patting him on the back. But the person that's doing it behind closed doors, not behind closed doors, but without looking for any accolades, the person that does it in secret, then God will reward him openly. But the other person, his reward is just he got seen. But we ain't here to be seen. We're here for the people. And like I say, you have a black military, the black that call. And you call on the Mexican militia, they might come, they might not. You call on the Chinese, they may or may not come. And you call on the white man, army, I'm sure he's going to come and surround us with that L. That L-shaped formation. They never showed it to me. I know it now, sir. So they may not come. But one thing for sure, your Black Panther Party Army will be there. So hit us up on $77Bakers. Make sure that we can get there. I mean, because without y'all, without the people getting us, so where are we gonna go? What are we gonna ask the white man to help us come and stand him down? We're doing our people day. We're gonna go and ask the any other nation. I'm not gonna pinpoint no nation, but CW is wrong. We do a hell of a lot. And if you don't think so, just check out the Lavelle Lane case. He's probably listening to our stuff right now. So check out the Lavelle Lane case. And while you're down there in South Carolina making people giggle, come down there and help us with that case. You ain't got to do it on camera. Do the giggle stuff on camera. You get behind the scenes and help the movement. And like I said, that's $77Bakers. Don't want to be too long-winded, so I just leave it at $77Bakers. And some people who got the loot and say they're going to
have the little sister from St. Louis can't cut in on you, Black Lady. Say something to St. Louis.
Black Power, I was about to leave anyway.
You can hear him. Go ahead. Talk to him. He's right there. Talk. He's going to say something back to you. That's how my little sister that talked earlier. You over there hung up? You hung up. Well, she hung up. Well, say something to her. That's Black Lightning. He out there.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hey, Black Power.
To you, too, as well.
How's things down there in the Lou?
Oh, we need prayer. You know, we need to get it together.
Mm-hmm. You know the Vine Project still down there?
Oh, the Vine, they tore them down. I think it's like the Peabody. You talk about down on Cass downtown?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't tore all that down.
That's
but
what
I was telling this brother here that my uncle was been with the Nation of Islam like 60, 70 some years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He from St. Louis or Chicago?
Oh, my uncle Dan, Detroit.
He's Detroit, man. See, that was Temple Number One back in the day. A lot of people know about that. Them projects he talking about in that Temple Number One in Detroit, Temple Number Two, Chicago, Illinois, and then Milwaukee and Indianapolis and places we had to travel. When it was under duress. But we read it. We take a little further for you, something.
What about East St. Louis? All the clubs over East St. Louis.
You keep the pillow, right?
Yeah.
Right, pull that out of there. Okay. I'm gonna give him that bag. I'm helping these sisters with their bags out here, man. Because these fellas, man, peace, God, to the gods and the earth, man. Law, right, bro. We right here with you, but Black Lightning. We're doing magnificent stuff. We're down here in Atlanta, Georgia. They're going out to St. Louis, most of them here. Going right on to St. Louis. Trying to get in where they fit in. Right there, you know. It take all kind out here today. We're on front line. That job, he going to pull up right there. Where he going to pull up at that? We're going to yield a line. This is the, she going to drop.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah,
I'm better. Her leg is hurt.
He's
driving
already, and he got that wheelchair.
He close to.
That's why he just want to.
He coming up here? Is he going to pull up right here?
We're going to be
going to
take it out.
Man, can you kill that bad guy for me? That's your problem. You already know. Step out of that big brother. I got to go inside and do my show. But anyhow, Black Power Radio and Black Power Sister.
Thank you.
Safe little ride.
Black
you.
Power.
Black Power. Okay, we got it. That's the one good path to be that's been done for the day. Black Power. We're helping our brothers and sisters right here get their bags on their trip going to St. Louis. Some going to Milwaukee. Some going to Chicago. Some going back or black to Dallas. But they all going. A shaky Ma'am Akbar going to Washington, D.C. I got a number. I may get an early move. They may move me early and let me get in where I can fit in. But regardless of what land, label, or language, we have one common enemy. We have one common thread of evidence that we all can wrap our mind, body, and soul around the idea that they intended for us our enslavement on 100%. He wasn't looking for partial enslavement. He was looking for what? Enslavement on 100%. Right here on 196,940,000 square miles. Right here on this earth. They wanted to do that form of corruption. That form of criminal neglect for 400 years. And all those things. The spitefulness and the public deception. He's been a master deceiver right here on the earth. And with that, I'm yielding my mic black to y'all that know more of what we listen to radio for, my. We're getting ready to come to the demise at the end of the show. But tomorrow, we'll be right back here on Black Power Radio tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we know you got more of what you're listening to radio for. When you tune in here at 8 p.m. tomorrow, you're going to hear a whole different scenario of things going down. So Black Power to all of you. And y'all, anybody got that pressing issue that they had to get across to the mics, you can call us black at 202-550-8521. Again, our telephone number for all of you who are numerically pure at heart is 202-550-8521. And you can rock the mic right here. You'll be live on Black Power Radio. My.
Yeah, there's Double R one more time. I got Queen Davis is trying to hit you, Honorable. So I know she want to put a little shout out right now, but until you connect with her, I just want to just say to everybody and to the brother from Cleveland, I mean, if you can go to 1%, you can see our movement. This is not the 5% like you was talking about. This 1% of your time, of your money, of your resources to add to the cause. And once again, you can go with the Black Panthers, too, and donate. I mean, and be a part of something. You know what I mean? Be a part of these black groups. You know, you got to take a stand for that. I mean, it's not about the ones who here that we think that's going to blow that 100,000, but it's the ones that's coming that's going to get that 100,000. You know, like I said, you know, we got to teach them how to be, you know, independent. You know what I'm saying? Entrepreneurs working for themselves. Stop working for the white man. You making them money. You know what I'm saying? When we came in here, we were slaves. You know what I'm saying? We didn't went for nothing. We get caught with a penny. We used to get hung. You feel me? So they brainwashed us in different ways. We got the post-traumatic slave syndrome. Yeah, we got that. But it's time for us to correct that by bringing our youth up. So our major cause is when we gone is what's going to happen when we leave. We're not concerned about what's here now because we already know that we like the crab barrel mentality. We know that. Everybody get that 100,000 ain't going to do it. I did. However, we got to teach our kids to look up to their daddy, their mama, or grandparents to say that they work for themselves. So that's all we have to do. Teach our kids to work for themselves. I yield black.
Black power. Let's not leave too much dead space on the air there.
Black power.
As long as we got dead space going on, I would just say that I still have a dream. Like Dr. King said, I have a dream today that we get our reparations in bear bonds and gold, and this American dollar ain't gonna be worth shit. The land ain't gonna be worth shit either, for real. We need to go to the rich lands of Africa back to the motherland, you know, go back to where Marcus Garvey already set it up for us, you know, in the Black to Africa movement. And let's just get on out of here. Let them have it and keep it. I just want the bear bonds, and my dream is to have a caravan, like we have caravans of cars sometimes, on caravans of jets rolling up out of here, you know, all up at the same time, you know, 100 jets heading toward Africa, you know, and have fighter jets, because we got brothers that's out of the military that like my uncle. I should have shot him out last week when we was doing the veterans thing, you know. But he wasn't a fallen vet. He was one of the super vets, one of the Raging Eagle brothers, you know, fly them airplanes. And
we got brother Black Lightning. We got Jamestown in the wing. She's fired up with a message for you.
Yes, sir.
Pick up on it.
You got right
Jamestown in the house.
Come on, Jamestown.
Jamestown is in the house.
Y'all so worthy. Y'all make me feel so good. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing our
Black and Power.
How about yourself?
I am doing worthy. I've been on since about 5:02 p.m. and I stayed on for about a half an hour, and I only had the number because usually Critical always usually call me, and I had to get the conference call number from my phone company, which I had already been did that, and the number that I had used, it was just the number to listen. So I was really texting, you know, trying to figure out how do I speak, and 1619 came through for me. And I had heard earlier a woman speaking as far as her speaking about not getting into politics. And I'm very, very aware of our people and our nation. We don't get involved with the political realm. I have an understanding to that. However, being communal as myself am, and definitely indigenous and tribal, I still have an understanding that we do need to have the political conversation and also the political knowledge. The political knowledge is to be informed. It's like speaking Chinese. You have to know the language. And so by me doing this abolitionist work for almost 35 years in San Francisco, and also born in Chicago, Illinois, and taught how to read because of the Black Panthers in 1963, that energy is within myself. And understanding the political language, I understand in reality that politics does not work for the Black nation of people. We already have an understanding to that. And as far as 1619 coming up with the 1619 party, you know, reparations party, it's a blessing to myself because I see that my people, they have to make a decision. I am convinced that the Republican and the Democrats, they are two wings on the same bird. We're very, very knowledgeable of that. And both what they do is they point, they excuse, and they excuse. And they basically claim that they are against one another. But behind the scenes, they are not. You know, they eat together. They talk together. They party together. That's why it's called a party. And they play games together, et cetera. And they do help each other out in the background. It's like when the curtains go down. So it's all a party and it's all a game. And in reality, it's really a setup. Now, the reason that it has not worked for our people is because our DNA is cultural and our DNA is indigenous. And that is the honest truth. But do not get involved with the political realm. It's because in reality, the democracy does not exist for the Black nation of peoples. It would be worthy to interview 1619 to really ask him, and I think it's important for people to have an understanding to the root of the inspiration of how they say the chosen ones, and I say the 144,000 that are receiving the frequency of how it came to him to become 1619 because it does make sense to me. We have to start somewhere. And we definitely, you know, there are those who claim they're the Green Party and always coming up with new parties. But the reason myself can see the vision, because it says that we perish because of lack of a vision. And myself can see the vision as Freedom Jamestown with 1619 is that we have to start from the root. And where he has taken it, he has taken it to the root of 1619 in the beginning. How can we win a race when the race didn't start off fair in the first place? That's the question we need to ask. How can we win a race when the race didn't start off right during the first place? And so it's about holding the powers that be accountable. See, the reality is that the reason that they don't want to give us reparation is because they realize that they are going to have to accept the guilt of what has happened and what has caused ourselves to be in the condition that we are. You see, they want to blame it on the black man. They want to blame it on the black woman. They want to blame it on the black girl and the black child. But no, it goes back to the root of why we are in the condition that we are. They don't want to accept that. You understand? Because there is what you call cause and effect. There is an effect of what happened to us being conditioned in the thought pattern of destroying our mind. See, they say other cultures have come here and they have been successful. But see, what they fail to understand is that we are the only culture, the only nation of people that they took their language, they took their ceremony right, they took their spirituality, which they took their God, disassociated from ourselves and made us less than human and doesn't even want to acknowledge us. See, they don't want to deal with that. And that's the reality that they're going to have to deal with, because it is our responsibility to keep saying it over and over and spread it like it's a contagious disease, because it is a contagious disease. So you're going to render, you're going to do what you should do in righteousness for our people. You're going to do what's righteousness for our people, because it's already biblically spoken and is already prophesied, and we are constantly putting into the atmosphere and the spiritual realm is that the United States is going to do what they are supposed to do, and that is it, period. Check, land, check, land, check. That's it, and whatever else extra is extra. And see, I heard you say earlier is that what was going on in California concerning the dialogue, since I am here in the Bay Area, all that was a scam and a disgrace, and I'm going to call it like it is. The reason I'm going to call it like it is because Governor Gavin Newsom knew what he was doing, and it's now time to call them out. He knew what he was doing by setting up a task force 3 years knowing that he wasn't going to give any justice, and then by San Francisco saying $5 million, which began the dialogue and traveled all over the world. And now if they wouldn't grant the $5 million and they wouldn't grant the $1 million, what are they going to grant? They're not going to grant it. The bottom line is we have to take it. This is a war. Now, people, I heard the question, well, what, do we feel the military? I'm going to tell y'all something. We got to deal with reality. They have the National Guard. They have the military. They have the local police, highway patrol, and they will blow our heads off. So what do we have to do? We have to be serious about it, number one, and realize that our children are dying. They are being murdered. We got 12-year-olds going around with ski masks and shooting people up. Why is that? That is not for no reason that we now have 12-year-olds. Do you think that we want our children to be out here participating in murder, but they can't find no way out? And no one is taking this serious. If a Caucasian child is shot up, it's all over the news. If an Asian is any kind of one, it's all over the news and all over the world. But here it is. These young black boys are being murdered every single day in each state in the United States of America. And I have a question. Why is it that not any of the mayors organized and had a mayor's conference and said in every state, these black children are being murdered? Why haven't all these mayors gotten together? Why haven't all the governors gotten together and said that, wait a minute, it's too many black children? The bottom line is that they don't care. The reality is that they want us to take each other out to try to justify the evil that they have done to our people and our nation. They don't want to accept the responsibility. But I'm going to tell you something. It's something more greater than the military, and that's the spiritual dimension. The spiritual dimension and the ancestors and the Elohims and the gods, you say, is all over this country, all over this world, and it's taking over this planet right now as we speak. Don't you be discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. I trust and I know that the universe and the fullness thereof and the glory of the stars and the moon and the galaxy and the matrix and everything, I'm talking about the matter and everything that it's made of, you better know it's on this J-O-B. It's on this J-O-B because it do not want us to be massacred as a nation. See, you can't see. The thing of it is that which is invisible. You understand? The blood is not going to be on our hands. It says that. How can you? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, that's great. We got Dr. Truth Bays trying to get online. We're doing Jamestown. Are you there, sister? Dr. Truth Bays? Go ahead. Drop it like a fat. Is that Jamestown or Dr. Truth Bays?
Jamestown, do you want me to continue to speak?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. Forget double R. It's just a please.
I'm in here.
Please get Dr. Truth Bay online for me. Thank you. Can you hear me?
You got action, bro. Yes.
Long story short, because Dr. Bay is coming on, I'm about the Haitian Revolution. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And I'm not talking about going and slashing nobody's throat. That's not the way that myself am coming. But what I'm saying, it has to be so serious that we have to talk about the Haitian Revolution in America. I'm talking about at least talk about it. Because this is the direction that is seeming to go. If it means that by talking about the Haitian Revolution, maybe we'll get some response around here with this United States of America. Because this is how serious it is. Our babies and our children are being murdered. It says that you do no harm to my little ones. It would be better if you take a rope and you put it upon your neck and you throw yourself in the deep of the sea than to mess with my little ones. With these little ones that's crying out, and is anyone hearing? They're not hearing. They hear, unfortunately, what happened to theirs, but they're not hearing what happened to ours. And now it's time to make them hear what's happening to ours. I yield.
Black power, sister.
Yeah. Black power, sister. It's a wonderful yield and some wonderful information. We need to know about all revolutions, and we need to know the solutions within the dynamics in which we are forced to operate and knowing what to do. There's far too many people that are not trained in the right managerial skills on how to manage a crisis, how to function under duress. You're going to have to learn to role play or something, but learn how to get – you got to get your weight up when it comes to negotiating and dealing with others to meet your needs. Are you there, Dr. Truth Bay? Is she black online? Double R, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. She didn't pick up again. I don't know.
Yeah, just dial again. You'll get us. Just dial her again.
Yeah,
you'd be right on it. I mean, you'd be right on. All praises be to Allah. Keep trying until you get it. But nevertheless, we are here doing what we have to do to make a difference and calling these people out and getting them to, you know, do their appointed duties and handle their responsibilities and just handle things in a manner of which you want to be handled, you know? And it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. If it gets any better, I might not even be able to stand it myself. I want y'all to look in on the website. Use the website. It should be lots of information there for everybody here. And we hope that you all enjoy the website. And you can donate on the website, of course, and you can get your groove on for the March on Washington. It's a 5 million, what is it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. A 50 million.
A 50 million.
50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 million. 50 that are for reparations. I know it's shocking. I know it's a discouragement. There are 50 million registered voters.
You're coming to echo in, sir. You must have another device here.
Support us on reparations. Yeah, somebody needs to mute something somewhere, sometime.
You must have another device near you. It's echoing.
Well, all right. Here we go. But bottom line, we need to chime in and chip up and shape up. And let's see, we got Double R coming up. Let's see, we should be bringing it live now. You there, Double R? Is he there with me, Double R? Let me see. It should be right on. You right on, Double R? Double R.
Yeah, I'm on, but I think it started echoing when I came in. Let me try and hear it again. Yeah, we was on there.
You got Dr. Critical Truth? You got Truth Bay online? I see. Are you there? Trying to wake it up, shake it up, and bring it live. And we don't never do a damn thing, man. Remember, Rex, you're on Black Power Radio anyhow. Doesn't matter what it is. It's gonna be live. Here we go. We're gonna be live. Go right ahead. Black Power.
Black Power.
Happy to hear you. Don't you know? We're giving you more. I want you to listen to radio. I'm gonna bring one of our hosts out of the West Side, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, right out of the city of L.A. and our National Minister of Justice. Thank you again for joining us tonight. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
All right. Greetings, Black people. How are we doing this evening?
Yes, Black Power.
Power to the people. So, legislation. That is the key to reparations. As we continue to fight for our funding, restitution, without law to back it up, they can do whatever they want at will. So the next couple of weeks, we'll be focusing on what laws would you like to see passed? This is what we need from our listening audience to call in and tell us what your anti-Black hate crime bill looks like. Now, tomorrow we'll have a special presentation concerning a bill of a young lady who was born in jail. And she created a mental health bill for those who were incarcerated. And she told New York State governors, they have 6 days from yesterday, which was June 3rd. They have 6 days, which is June 9th, Black family, to pass this bill. So they're eyeing some Congress in Albany pushing this particular bill, which we go in detail to on June 5th. So make sure you tune in, Black Power Radio, to listen in on the whole story of this bill that Tanisha took the time to write. And I'm very proud of this sister, because as I stated before, we as Black people, we got to have our paperwork in order. The only reason why they passed the anti-Asian crime bill in 30 days is because they demanded it. They don't chuck and jive for their master. They say, well, we're being targeted. We are taxpayers. We are voters. And we demand to have a bill to protect our persons. And that's what Biden did. So why are we still waiting for a study to finish concerning reparations, let alone a bill like the George Floyd Policing Act in 2020 that wasn't even passed? We got to do better, Black family. In order for us to get legislation passed, I want you to listen in tomorrow. The details on what we are going to do before the March on Washington, October 16th. This march is going to be very significant, Black family. It's going to be the mark of a day where we will show unification in a way that has never been done before. Before then, we want the anti-Black hate crime bill to be drafted by you, John Q. Public. So roundtable, those who are on the line, I'd like to know, what bill would you like to see passed on this legislation for us descendants of slaves. I yield the mic back to our national chairman. Black Power.
Black Power and Black Power. Thank you, our National Minister of Justice, for shaping up a subject that is so necessary in order for reparations to be successful. We must have legislation. We must write and sponsor, support legislation for our own social and political life in order for, that we may live, not survive in this environment. This is knowledge that has been tested and proven to be true, and you must understand comprehensively precisely how to do your own politics, precisely how to do your own negotiations, to sponsor and support legislators who are writing legislation that will be put in place for your protection, and to protect that again with your own military forces. And it's what you don't have a nation on this earth that you respect right now that doesn't have its own military forces, its own peacekeeping forces, its own security team. And you just can stop playing with yourself. You think you can do it without putting security and protection on it? Whatever achievement, whether it's monumental or ministerial, you will know that you're going to need some military to block that call, to back that call, and to safeguard and protect your own interests, your own vested interests, meaning your own investment of your time, your money, and resources, your natural and mineral resources. Everything that you have at your availability, you should usher forward with the utmost strenuousness to bring and produce the necessary social, political, military, and just the idealism of putting a cultural protection on yourself is a monumental difference, and it brings about a monumental change. Black revolution is only complete and constructive change, which we must bring about, which we intend to bring it about on this day at this hour, which we fully intend to bring about by any means necessary. And as we close out tonight, we just want you to know that this is the news of the day. This is the breaking news. Reparations is at hand, and we have 50 million plus registered voters who have already decided that we should have reparations. So the only thing we're doing now is just going through the cosmetics of it all and bringing it to a head. And we will see what the future has in store for us on this, but we know the future looks bright from where we sit today on Black Revolution. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Hope that if you have something to say, you can bomb up the mic and say it before we close. And you bring your prayers.
Well, so let's do.
Thank you.
Black Power. What I want to do is give examples of what amendments, articles that we want to see drafted. We have about 30 articles that will divulge in the next couple of weeks. Now, the 13th and 14th Amendment that was ratified supposed to establish equality for us as Black Americans, but we all know that that didn't happen, nor is that happening. So some of the stuff that we have here, for example, Article 1, people, persons of African descent born on American soil are born free and equal with dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brother and sisterhood. Article 2, persons of African descent born on American soil is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or opinion, national or social origin, birth, or other status. This is specifically articles to protect descendants of chattel slaves. Let's not get it twisted. This is not a people of color law. It's not an agenda for all blacks. It's an agenda specifically for those who built this country, those who have not received not one acre of land or a mule, as promised. And this is why we want to reiterate this until all of our people get it. And that's why we thank you for joining us on Black Power Radio, where this is the only platform where you get this type of information and dissemination in order for us to be excellent when it comes to government organization. And last, the third article, people, persons of African descent born on American soil has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. So this is just three examples of the 30 articles that have been drafted. There are many, many more, and many examples of Congress or people who have drafted anti-Black hate crime bill. Our point is to have a final one passed, but the one that is on the floor right now in New York, so all our New York Panthers, all our New York comrades need to listen up and follow along with this particular bill. That on June 9th, which is 5 days from now, there is a law, a bill that's supposed to be passed concerning protection of those, especially our people incarcerated and going through mental illness, going through mental health. This is very, very important because this sister has done the work. And she has the support and put it on the floor already. And she gave a clear warning that New York governance, they have within a few days to pass it. So we'll see. And, of course, we're going to give you the update of what's happening with this bill. So that's why please join us on Black Power Radio tomorrow to hear the details of what this particular bill will entail. And then next week we will follow up to let you know if it passed or not. And as we see what happens with this and with the others. So thank you for tuning in again, Black Power Radio. And we love you very much, Black family. Let's keep ourselves together and unified. And never forget that Black is beautiful, baby. Power to the people.
Black power, power to the people. Somebody said something?
Yeah, Double R. Yeah, I like it. And push, I know she didn't have a lot of time, but Article 5 was the movement. So if y'all can go on to onepercentage.org, and sign this. This is the solutions we came up with, but this is the resolutions, Black family. Y'all got to listen. This is the way that we break away from the white man's laws. We're going to have our own, just like the Native Americans. So if y'all can just push that real quick, and two, let me just touch on June 29th, 2023 coming up. This is going to be the last meeting of this task force, just for us in California. There's a toll-free number I need y'all to call. I'm gonna say it, and I'm going to give you the participating code. I need you guys to flood this at 8:30. Start calling in, 8:45. They're going to get you in. We need to flood away from these crackers that's calling in with their bullshit. This is the last meeting. And we need our Black people from all around the world call in and give they take on reparations. So if y'all can, write this number down, 844-291-495. And a participating code.
Give me one more time for the numerically pure at heart. You went to 844-291?
844-291. 5495. Toll free number. Call on your cell phone. Participating code. I'm gonna repeat it twice.
Now when do you want them to call that number, sir?
Listen, I got to put the participating code first. Participating code, write this down after the number. It's a code to put in. 396-8101. I repeat. The code, when they ask you for the code, is 396-8101. This is June 29th. They say it ain't coming in to whatever, call back, 845. And then they may let you in 5 minutes too, but keep calling and flood these lines so you can talk. This is the president of the 1619 Reparations Party. We're the one who started this. Like I said, the Article 5 is a must for us. For this resolution of the solutions that we had. And look, y'all watch the show if you can. You can go onto the site, watch it, and y'all can hear us as you call in. Are you a Black?
What's that, Black Power, Black Power?
at this hour, we are united one black united front on the issue of reparations. We're reaching out for our brothers and sisters that may be a little startled and may be a little slow, and you may have to drag them to the center post, but drag them, push them, shove them by any means necessary in order to make this reparations movement a success and to get on to the next page and the work of building government. So we thank you again, everyone that came in tonight. Is there anybody else that had this one single pressing issue that cannot wait until tomorrow night? Go ahead. Okay. Everybody. So we want to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan, the rejected devil. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the master of the day of judgment. It is you, Allah, alone do we worship, and your aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, and those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Let every heart together say, Ameen. Amin Ra. For surely we have turned ourselves to you, Allah. We are striving to be upright to you, the Allah, who originated the heavens and the earth. We are not of the polytheists. For surely is our prayer and our sacrifice, our life and death, all for Allah, the Lord of all of the worlds. For truly we have been unjust to ourselves, and we confess all of our faults. We ask you, the divine Allah, to grant us your divine protection against all of our faults. For there's none that will grant us your divine protection against all of our faults except you, Allah. We ask the peace and the blessings of ever be upon his servant and his messenger, Muhammad, forever. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the protection on us from the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner to the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we ask Allah to protect the Honorable Malcolm X, the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Honorable Adam Clayton Powell Jr., His Excellency Marcus Messiah Garvey, and all of those righteous servants that came in the person of the Honorable Fannie Lou Hamer, those that came in the person of Barbara Jordan, those that came in the person of the Honorable Shirley Chisholm, who ran for president, was excellent and successful in all of her endeavors. And we thank you to have mercy upon us here in America and throughout the world. And with that said, let every heart say together, Ameen and Amen Ra. Ameen, Amen Ra. As-salamu alaykum. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
The strong black military, we can black that call at this hour. Black power.